You're listening to The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
In the year 1898, Marconi sent his first radio message across the English Channel.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
I've got the most important question. This is Steve-O, and first and foremost, huge fan. I want to know, what is the rarest Pokemon you've caught so far in Pokemon Go?
Don't ask him
That's not...
That is so funny. You know, I have a 13-year-old boy. I have four kids, but one of them's 13 years old. So I just saw this game this morning.
Okay.
So I don't know anything about it except that it's huge.
Yeah.
And he can't figure it out, so it must be really complicated. I know he wanted me to walk around with him.
Yes.
I don't even know what it's about.
You could literally walk in Memphis and catch Pokemon.
Don't do it, Mark. Don't listen to him.
They need to do that. They need to do a special app.
Let's have a tune. I'm sick of this silence.
There's nothing wrong with being fun and popular and just giving people what they want.
This is not radio fantasy camp. We're on the air here.
You seem happy this morning.
Is it Friday already?
It's showtime.
This is Good Morning. Yeah. Welcome to the show, everyone. Friday, July 15th. It is 6:05 in the a.m.
Yeah, high today of 100.
Yeah.
Your hands, everybody.
Yeah.
And everybody, clap your hands.
Oh, I'm a liar. Sorry, guys. Since 5 a.m. when I first checked, it went up. It's now 101.
Yeah. 585 Live, that's our live line number. You can text the show. Thank you so much, Starmy. You're so smart. You're so beautiful.
You're smart.
Took a screenshot of text messages we didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday.
Uh-oh.
It was pretty funny. First one here on the live line. You know how youngsters get loopy after oral surgery?
Yes.
Well, yesterday my daughter had four wisdom teeth removed, and our family was quite entertained by all she had to say. One thing she said was, I need Steve-O and Teo.
Yeah.
They love me.
Yeah, what?
And Dex, he's my big teddy bear.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Dex is my big teddy bear, you kiddo.
Well, you can share me. Too bad I didn't get it on video. She doesn't remember it at all. And then I believe we got a text message from the young lady who had the oral surgery because she texted in saying, hey, you know how you listen to The Morning Invasion too much. When you get your wisdom teeth pulled and while you're high on meds, you start insisting that Dex, Steve-O, and Teo are your friends and you need to call them to let them know how you're doing.
Well, you should have called.
Then your parents take your phone away. That's good stuff right there. I texted her back.
You did?
We're friends for life. Just you said, friends.
You said, hey, Chica, call us next time when you're medicated.
As a good parent, you gotta pull out that smartphone and start videoing. You just got
to. You
do.
You want those YouTube hits. You want to put your kids through college somehow.
Get that YouTube money. Yep. Everybody's doing it.
What are you doing?
We got
Steve-O.
We got a message on the live line.
What are you doing?
I mean, on our Facebook from our boy Sean, who says, introducing to the ring your Albuquerque tag team champion, Steve-O and Teo of the Morning Invasion, with their manager, Dex. And there are three photos.
Look,
there's one of me.
Oh,
perfect.
There's one of Teo.
I'll take it.
And there's one of our manager, Dex.
Okay. Well,
it is Scott Stapp.
Never gotten that one
CM
before.
Punk and Joe Rogan.
Yep.
Yeah.
When are you going to cut the hair, Steve-O?
I don't know.
When are you going to cut
hair update.
Okay. I have to admit something. My son, Jack, he's 12. He's getting ready to leave for the Spectrum camp on Sunday, actually. Chrissy wanted to get him like a dope haircut before his first, like, camp, right?
Julio.
And in my brain, I was going, you know what? Maybe I'll just go with him and cut my hair off.
Wow.
So I called my dear friend, Johnny B. He's in this band called the Echoing Green.
Yeah.
He's a wicked ass guitar player.
That's good.
And I said, Johnny, so Jack Jeter needs a haircut. He's a hairstylist. And I said, I got to be honest, dude. The hair, it's not working out for me anymore, man. I think it's time. Well, Johnny happens to have a man bun. He's got long hair like me.
Mm.
And he said, Steve-O, As your friend, I refuse to let you do this.
Oh, come on,
Johnny. He said, listen, you're gonna feel like this for a week or two. People are going to say stupid things about it. But, like, I kept thinking, how much am I going to regret this? It took me, like, a year to grow it out. He's like, you and me, right here. Let's keep it for a year. Boom! Hands in the circle.
Yeah?
Creed Brothers for life.
I don't know. I don't think Steve-O can make it because he broke down yesterday.
He did. He hates it.
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot. We were filming stuff. I had to put it up in like the little bunny thing. And I'm still not sure if that's acceptable for a dude to have a bun thing.
I mean, if I'm guessing, what, two more Scott Stapp memes and he's just going to break.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. I've gotten Scott Stapp since like college. Oh. Like since the old days of like the first time through when I had really long hair, people would say, "Oh, dude, you're Scott Stapp," because I have brown hair and it's long. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I got to figure something out though, cuz
if you're going to continue with the long hair, then you probably should jump on your little side project, you know, the whole Creedence
Clearwater
Steve Ival.
Yeah. I will say, man, obviously there's a market for people doing impersonations. We met an Elvis impersonator the other day here on campus.
I really think that was Elvis, guys. I don't think he's dead.
No,
if Elvis is alive, that's the guy.
That's not.
Yeah, if Elvis is alive, that is the guy because they're about the same age.
Yeah,
that Elvis would be.
He walks in and he goes, "Hey, how you guys doing? You know who I can talk to? I'm an Elvis impersonator."
He was the nicest dude on the planet.
He had purple hair.
He had purple hair, man.
Purple.
He had purple hair.
When did Elvis have purple hair?
Wicked white sideburns, man. He was like,
"Hey, if Elvis was still alive, he'd probably have purple hair."
No, he wouldn't.
I'm an Elvis impersonator.
No.
I mean, he was Hispanic, but whatever.
The second he walked in the door, though, I knew immediately he was an Elvis impersonator. He had those big glasses and that giant gold chain, and I was like, that dude either loves Elvis or is an actual Elvis impersonator. And he started talking, and I was like, he better be an Elvis impersonator.
See, here's what it is for me. Growing up in Tupelo, I didn't know if he was an Elvis impersonator or not, because that's just how a lot of people in Mississippi dress. Straight up.
That's Elvis incredible.
Must be cool.
Did you guys notice? Did you notice his wife and how uncomfortable she was in the background?
She's sweetheart.
Oh man,
that was great. He was really nice.
EC. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to our boy Stephen Christian. Also to our boy Cody Byrne, but more than ever, our boys Brent and Jordy in the video department.
Yes.
There's going to be a video this weekend.
We will post it to our Facebook when we can.
It's for the hashtag sermon series. We'll just say it's a sequel to the other video we made, and you cannot miss it.
Oh, man.
It turned out really, really
good. I'm so glad you guys got to be a part of a music video, because I got to be a part of a music video as
Oh, wait, what?
And I found out, too, that on Monday, I believe they said they're going to send me the video, and I'll be able to post it so you guys can see when I got pulled in to do a music video this week.
Right. Did you have like a big part?
Well,
I mean, you were there for hours.
I was there for hours. A lot of wardrobe changes, a lot of makeup.
That's cool, man.
We'll see what happens.
Are you kind of like Liv Tyler's character in the Crazy video?
I don't want to say I'm the star of the music video, but you'll have to.
Man, speaking of changes, the Starmie's changed. They've turned their back on me.
Starmie, you've changed.
Got this Creed meme already this morning.
So good.
And just now we got two more on the live line. One says Foggy Nelson.
Oh.
And the other one just clearly asks, what does Chrissy think about your hair, Steve-O?
She doesn't like
it. She hates my hair. She hates it, guys.
Yeah, I think throughout all of the hair changes since I've known you, I really enjoy you with short hair.
That's like everybody.
I mean, you look fine.
It's more enjoyable.
I do like it when it's in a ponytail. I think it looks pretty.
Sweet pone.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
But I like it when you have short hair.
Oh, thanks, man. Just, you know. We'll see what happens, guys.
Well, will we?
See what happens.
Maybe braid that thing or something.
Maybe just throw it in a swift braid.
Gosh, maybe. I'm cutting my hair. That's it. That's it.
What?
See? He's breaking. He's not going to last.
He's breaking so bad.
Oh, I wanted to be long and awesome. I just saw The Hobbit again, and I was like, yeah!
Mary! I'm really excited today, guys. I got to tell you why. today.
It's my birthday party. Because it's my birthday party?
Oh, yeah.
It's my birthday party tonight.
What? That's all.
Yeah. No, wait, why are you excited?
I was going to say the new Star Wars Rogue One trailer comes out today.
No oh, kidding? Yeah, for my birthday. I was talking with Abrams, and he was like, because I know he didn't direct the film, but he still kind of has a hand. He's kind of like the new Lucas, let's be honest.
Look at me, Dad.
Hold on. Can you hold on a second?
Birthday
Steve?
Party.
Hold on 1 second.
Just mute him.
Really excited because I'm going out for chicken and waffles.
Are you
going
to go? It's tonight.
Really that's tonight, his birthday party? Yeah. I thought his birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah, his birthday is tomorrow. Like so that's what I thought.
I'm just really looking forward to it. I already got a phone call this morning from Meepo. She was.
Oh, gross.
So you're not going?
Happy early birthday.
We got to, man.
Wanted to be the first of the first, so.
Just really excited. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, hold on a second. Okay. What?
So I'm just
I got to pick up Dawn and Johnny
oh
tonight.
Oh, my God.
They're flying in.
Can't you get them an Uber?
This place we're going to.
Uber.
The star me what recommended is that? It, so I
wait, is that Boober? Is that the like Pokemon thing?
Yes, the Pokemon
I don't
Uber
play Pokemon.
Oh, okay, well.
Okay, let's get back in.
So, I mean, obviously, you know, since the star me were the ones that recommended this place to us, you know, I'm just really excited to share it with you guys tonight.
Oh, yeah.
First time ever having chicken and waffles from this place.
Oh.
Just really exciting.
That's pretty cool.
Just big times exciting.
What are we... what are we doing tomorrow for your birthday?
Yeah,
birthday.
The birthday.
Well, tomorrow's really busy. Luke has baseball kicks off the state tournament, so obviously we're not going to be able to like do
man,
much
that,
tomorrow.
Hey,
so.
You know what? That Luke, man, that Luke is not cool for scheduling that on your birthday.
Why don't you get the nanny to take care
of Luke? You need to stick by.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we're going to be doing baseball stuff. So that's why tonight's a big night, the most important night, right? Also, there's no UFC fights because I like my friends and want them to be at my party on purpose.
Okay, can you mute
so,
just
so I don't schedule it,
on,
you know.
Steve.
Okay, so he just—I think he insulted Joey again.
Yeah.
So, you know, just really excited.
I made plans tonight with Keanu. Of all
you guys
people,
have already,
with Keanu?
Yes.
Mentioned on Facebook that you're
don't
going.
Tell Steve, he'll
can't
freak
tell
out.
Him. It's so awkward. Event, how did it fall on the same day?
I don't know. I don't
look at
know.
That. Oh, man.
Yeah, just checking the Facebook page. Steve's birthday hangs right there. Woo! Hosted by Chrissy, my wife, because she loves me. Let's see. Oh, let's see who's going. Let's see. Oh, the first person to respond. Was
man, this is
Jax.
Really, really embarrassing.
Jax, just, you were the first one to
I
respond.
I can't believe
such a good friend.
That Keanu
let's see
would call
second
me
to.
Hey,
to
how are your stocks?
Teo! Oh, Teo!
They've
so
dipped
stoked.
A little, but they're holding
all
strong.
The chaos so in this.
Think we can get Keanu maybe to show up?
I mean, we can try.
All right. Oh, dude. So thanks again, guys, for being the first two to respond and say that you're going tonight at 6 p.m., of course. Stefan will be there. Dave the drummer, Dave. Just really excited.
You know what they say about like, that internet.
Johnny B will be there. That's so cool, man. The Klopez family's going to be there. Gosh.
Are we allowed to have a plus one?
Ooh. I mean,
yeesh. You know what? We don't have to bring a plus one.
Right.
It's, a, it's mean, okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah. Big celebration tonight.
Steve-o, yeah, really excited,
43
guys.
Years old tomorrow.
Not going to be even 40s yet.
Yeah,
so,
41.
Definitely
early
not
40s.
Even hitting 40. Not
no,
even
but seriously,
40.
38?
Still 30s.
39.
38!
Seven.
I am older than you guys, so.
Yeah, we're pretty much a year apart, almost.
Yep, because your man, birthday is the 21st, and I'd never forget that. It's next Thursday.
You and I are
yeah,
because
we're really good friends, so I'd never forget
when centuries apart. I am hundreds of years old.
Wish my wife would do a Facebook invite for all my friends.
Here, yeah. I'll make you one right now.
No, it's okay. I mean,
yeah, but let's be real. You know who actually said, hey, you should make a Facebook invite thing? Me!
Oh, yeah.
Me!
Yeah.
I said... Hey,
Dex,
I even said
to,
where I wanted to go.
Do you want me to set up your party for tonight?
Yeah, but the only people that'd be there would be you guys.
Why don't we do like? Why don't we do it tonight, and we'll invite the Starmy.
Well, you know how I am when I get out there, and
he's
I don't
weird
have anything
about
going
out
on tonight.
A lot of people.
Do you guys have anything going on tonight?
Just my birthday party that you guys already RSVP'd to. Remember my birthday party? It starts at 6 p.m. sharp.
We're going to do Dex's party tonight.
Oh, so sharp. 6 p.m. sharp.
Why can't I just have my party with you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you can if
I
you want.
I feel like that's a better celebration.
Yeah, I guess we can just do a dual party.
Can you change the event to say Steve-O and Dex's birthday?
You know what? I'll get in there and change it. I think I'm an admin on that thing.
Okay, good.
I mean,
yeah,
probably.
That'd be really nice of you.
I'm going to change it like to now the party's more. Great.
I'm just going to Pokemon Go home.
Why can't we share? Why does that have to be all about you?
Why can't we bit.
I mean, we can if you want.
You know what? That's fine. That's fine. You know what? Let's have a birthday party war.
Wait, birthday party?
Yeah,
war?
See
who
can have
that?
The best birthday party.
No, birthdays are literally the only time that it's literally all about you because it's your birthday.
Yeah,
it's yours.
Like I don't want it to be all about me. That's why I don't really like birthdays.
Because Christmas is about Jesus, right? But you still get presents because people are materialistic. And then there's like literally no other day that's just about you. Unless your name is George Washington and you invented the 4th of July.
Do they celebrate birthdays outside of the United States? Because I feel like we might be the only ones.
Maybe. I mean, maybe it's just the American in us. You know, we just always want it to be about us. Just self-centered.
I'm American.
You know what? You're right, guys. Tonight, birthday party's canceled. That's it.
What?
I don't want it to be about me, you know, because it's really not. So.
Will there be a pinata there?
I don't know if they'll allow it in the establishment, but we can call and ask.
Can't have a party without a pinata.
Can definitely call and ask. Yeah.
Today is July 15th.
Woo!
One day away from Steve-O's real birthday.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1978.
That's true.
76 years ago on this day, 1940, the tallest man in history, Robert Wadlow. He died at the age of 32.
Oh, no.
At his death, he stood 8 feet 11 inches tall.
Whoa.
He weighed nearly 500 pounds.
That's actually kind of normal for somebody that tall.
Guess how tall he was when he was in kindergarten?
5 feet tall.
6 foot.
5 foot 6.
Whoa.
In kindergarten. By the time he was 18, he was 8 foot 4 and wore a size 37 shoes.
That's crazy.
That would be awful to be that tall.
Yeah, that'd be really hard. It'd be hard to be that big.
28 years ago, on this beautiful day, in 1988, the first Die Hard was released.
Put down the gun and give me my detonators. Now I have a machine gun.
Rest in peace.
I hate to refute your claim. I'm going to look that up because I'm pretty sure the first Die Hard came out on July 20th.
So, well, it says right here, first Die Hard was released.
Yeah, you were right, July 15th, 1988.
How old is Brian Austin Green today? Isn't he married to...
He's 41.
I think they got a divorce last year.
What'd you say, Steve-O?
He is 41.
I'd say 45.
43.
Ah!
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. 62. Yeah.
55. No way!
Nice.
Jesse Ventura. The wrestler slash politician.
I'm going to say 70.
Justin the Father Ventura.
That's too old. But
I say 65 for him.
65!
Boom! Oh, nice, nice.
There you go.
I've closely followed his body of work.
Guys, we got a big show today. Pretty big. We have a couple pretty big interviews on the show today. From HBO's Ballers, Jasmine Simon will be joining us on the show. And from a band, you probably remember this band, UB40, Ollie Campbell will be on the show.
Lies, bad say.
Yeah.
Wait a second here.
Only fool.
8:20.
Yeah.
Ollie will be on.
Yeah, I booked that one.
Okay. And then Jasmine Simon.
Yeah, from HBO Ballers, I booked that one too.
8:20.
Oh,
you
no.
Double booked us.
Wait,
man.
What?
You double booked us.
How did you do this? I booked.
Wait, you double booked it?
You double booked us.
Is that your birthday present to us?
Man. Great.
How are we going to do that?
So we have somebody from HBO Ballers, and we've got UB40. Which is ironic, because tomorrow I be 40. No. Yeah, that's fine. Well, I can get on the jokes. I'm not going to be 40, but, you know.
Double booked. I don't know what we're going to do. We'll figure it out, I guess. Maybe we can have them both on at the same time. Maybe it's first come, first serve. Whoever calls us first gets the interview. I don't know. I don't know how to handle this.
All right.
It's not our fault, really.
We need to just... We need to call... better not. Say, let's call Robert on air. Then I thought about it for 8 seconds. Otherwise, that'd be a terrible idea.
Guys, the new Ghostbusters is out today.
Yep. You know what? I had a friend go see it with his son last night.
Oh, really?
His son... So I guess they go see movies and they put up quick YouTube videos and he'll say, so on a scale of meh to whoa, what did you think it was? And his son's a 9-year-old and his son went, whoa!
Really? Oh, yeah. I can't wait. You know what? Let's watch a little bit.
It's okay. A proton glove. It's going to maximize flexibility during hand-to-specter combat. Just give it a punch. It's motion activated.
Wow, look at that. Whoa! Melissa McCarthy fell down. I didn't even see it coming. That's hilarious. She is so good.
Awesome.
See, she's so good at falling down.
No, that is a deadly high five.
Can't wait. Caleb and I think we're going to go watch that around 6 tonight.
Yeah?
If you want to come.
Wait. Oh, you know what? Guys, I was planning on taking Dawn and Johnny to see it tonight.
Really?
At 6. Which theater were you guys? Oh, we'll talk about it off air. That's great. Steve-O, do you want to go?
You know, I would, but I'm just going to be busy at my birthday party.
Oh, man, you should come.
You guys clearly forgot. Hey, don't even pretend like you remember.
Skip that. Come with us.
Yeah.
You know what? Why didn't you do that for your birthday party?
I even said that was going to be my birthday.
Ghostbusties.
I'm not even going to tell you the real reason why we're not doing that.
Why don't we go eat dinner, chicken and waffles, and then go watch Ghostbusters?
Is it because you guys you're not happy with the fact that the Ghostbusters are women now?
Okay.
As a feminist, I'd have to take issue with that. That's not it.
Oh my gosh! No, that's not it. Guys, when I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
My dad's favorite movie in the world was Ghostbusters.
Oh, gosh. This is it.
We bought him a Ghostbusters cake. Neato. I bought him a Ghostbusters t-shirt.
Did it have Slimer on it?
And we waited for him to show up for his birthday party.
Yeah?
But much like you guys to my birthday party this year, he never showed.
Oh, no.
He was busy being dead.
Oh, neat. Wait, are you saying you're going to kill us?
No.
Hey,
Is that recorded? That there's
he threatened
Ghostbusters
our lives.
Is one of those movies where it's like, I think I'm going to have to see that one alone. I may actually cry because it reminds me of my dad.
Do you think you'll cry because Melissa McCarthy will fall down?
Ugh, yes. She's going to ruin everything.
No, she'll
be great.
Oh, why don't
you fall down again, Melissa?
She'll be great.
Heard she started doing CrossFit, so she should fall down less.
She should fall down gracefully.
Well, yeah. We'll see what happens.
It's not falling down less.
We'll see what happens.
Yes. I have the top surprises in the new Ghostbusters for you guys.
Okay.
Let's see.
No. You have the what?
The top surprises in the new Ghostbusters.
No! Those are called spoilers, and everybody hates those. Hates!
What if I promise not to spoil anything?
No!
I won't spoil it.
No!
You know what? I don't care. I'm doing it.
You are that friend. It's like, guys, look.
I haven't even seen it, so how am I going to come up with a list of surprises? Okay?
Don't you ruin this for me.
We know exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be just like the very first Ghostbusters, except they have women now. It's going to be the exact same storyline.
No, it's not.
Slimer's back.
No, why would they do that to State honor Pup the past? Marshall They're going to do something new. Isn't that right, Episode 7?
Yeah. mm-hmm. Of course, we have your 6 latest Pokemon Go updates coming up. Very sad news in the Go update.
Oh.
And,
great.
Yeah, good news as well. Also, very sad news. Oh, this was awful. We need to be praying for all the people in France, because yesterday, there was an attack. It's up to 84 now.
84
people, because the last I had heard it was 77. Now they're saying 84. I guess nobody's claimed that or took responsibility for the attack yet. ISIS hasn't said it was them. But somebody got into a big rig, drove into a crowd at Bastille Day. Is that how you say it? Bastille Day, which is the French National Day. Which commemorates the storming of the Bastille on July 14th, 1789. So yeah, they're having a big celebration, fireworks, people are out in the streets, and this guy gets in a big rig and starts just plowing people over. He's got a machine gun and he's shooting people.
He had a machine gun?
That's what I read. He had a gun. They found explosives. They found guns. Just awful. It's praying for those people over there.
And guys, you know, this is Paris. This is where the theater attack happened when the concert was going on.
Yep.
And it's not even been, just a few months.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. Please pray for Paris.
We'll keep you updated on all that this morning. 585 Live, you can text the show. Phone line's open if you want to call us. 338-3700. It's Steve-O's big birthday show today.
I mean, kind of. My birthday's not really till tomorrow. I don't want to make a big deal out of it.
We won't be here tomorrow.
Your birthday's tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow's my actual
gosh. Birthday. Sorry.
All right. We've got to take a break. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back. We are back.
What's going on in the news today?
Numerous injuries and some deaths at a Bastille Day celebration in Nice, France. Truck drove into a crowd there.
A former congressman and current governor of Indiana is Donald Trump's running mate. Trump has chosen Mike Pence as his running mate.
Another record breaker on Wall Street.
Game of Thrones clearly rules television. The epic George R.R. Martin fantasy HBO series led the Emmy Award nominations with 23 nods, including Best Drama. Two limited series followed, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, with 22. Fargo had 18.
The Lancet Medical Journal reports that after smoking, obesity is the most significant cause of early death in North America and Europe.
There's a recall to tell you about involving liquid plumber with lids that aren't childproof and might cause burns.
It could also be fatal if swallowed.
Consumer Reports is calling on Tesla Motors to disable the autopilot mode on its electric cars. The hands-free system must be made safer. A fatal crash last May has prompted the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to send a letter to Tesla asking for more information about the autopilot system.
Guys, it's 6:40. Good morning.
High today of 101.
Take a look, see at the roads. See any accidents or incidents showing up on this map. You guys are doing a great job so far. Have a good day. That's your look at traffic.
Big show today.
Huge.
We got double booked, so we don't know what we're gonna do.
I emailed our boy.
I love how you said, can we just cancel the Jasmine interview?
Yeah. I didn't want to do that one.
Why?
I don't know. I wanted the other one. And then he tricked me.
Because it's on HBO?
No, I don't know. I don't know who that is.
The Rock's in it. It's called Ballers.
Yeah, no, I got that.
So The Rock, he is a former NFL player who retired. And he... You know, a lot of people dealing with the brain injuries with football and stuff. So he ends up being this the sports agent right there in L.A.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty much a drama about him after his career trying to sign all these up-and-coming
NFL. It's the sequel to Concussion starring Will Smith.
Pretty much. It's got The Rock in it, man.
She was on one of your favorite comedies of all time.
The Office?
Parks and Rec.
Oh!
She played Waitress in one episode.
We should be like, tell us about your time on Parks and Recreation. Should be like, what?
Oh, well, I was an extra.
Just an excellent show. Just well written.
Maybe that's how she got her start. You got to start
somewhere, man.
That's
our first,
That's pretty cool. A lot of people here in Albuquerque, especially, doing a lot of extra work.
Totes me out.
I know a guy. Goes by the name of Tio. He was in the new Independence Day, too.
Just a pivotal role.
He was very sad because they cut all of his parts.
It was too good.
He had
good.
A big speaking role in everything.
It was too good for the movie, they say.
He took down an alien.
Had to.
Speaking of taking things down, do you guys know the one, the only, John McTiernan?
No.
Who's that?
He's a director in Hollywood. He directed such films as Die Hard, which is celebrating an anniversary today. How many years did you say?
Heard of that.
1988
film.
Came out.
So that is 28 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He directed Die Hard, Predator, Hunt for Red October, right? He's made some classic action films.
Yeah.
He threw down this weekend in an interview.
Oh.
Talking about, you know, Die Hard and action films of the past. This is what he said. I hate the majority of major studio films for political reasons. I can't really watch them. I'm annoyed the second they start. So, of course, we're thinking, well, I mean, what could he be talking about? He's got to be talking about the like, less than quality ones, maybe. Maybe I just, you know, political reasons. What would that be? He totally dismissed Mad Max Fury Road, which I'm actually kind of with him on that one.
What? I thought that was a great movie.
I've seen it, three times, and I've never seen it.
What?
I fell asleep every time. I was bored to tears.
Bored? It's a nonstop action thriller.
It is a long road of a movie.
It doesn't stop. The action just keeps going. That was my number one complaint, is that I wish there was a little more dialogue.
Yeah. He did say he loved the original Mad Max, which I'm with him on that. I loved the original.
I tried to go back and watch it. I didn't really like the original.
But here's where we part ways, my friend. Arguably one of the crown jewels of our favorite cinematic series, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He said, Captain America, I'm not joking, the cult of American hypermasculinity is one of the worst things to have happened to the world during the last 50 years.
Who is this person?
Hundreds of thousands of people have died because of this idiotic delusion.
Okay, he has no credibility now.
How is it possible to watch a film called Captain America?
Hang
on yourself. This is coming from the guy that directed Die Hard.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Die Hard, Predator, Hunt for the Red October.
Stupid. All of them, like, the American crazy, like, I'm a, you know, build myself up from a bootstraps guy and take over a situation and handle it. That's the same thing.
No, because he says that the studio industry at large are fascists, that the superhero movies are purely for business and not for actual film.
What?
No, you know what happened?
Yeah.
He pitched to Marvel Disney for some movie and they said no, and he's upset about
it. He said, all they're making are comic book adaptions. There's action, but no human beings. These films are being made by fascists.
Dude, I disagree.
They're making all the kids in the world think that they'll never be important enough to have a film made about their life. And it's a unique moment in the history of cinema. It didn't used to be like this. A kid used to be able to learn about how a man or a woman should act by watching films. Morals. Comics make heroes for businesses.
Hey, can we just real quick just review the plot of Die Hard? Just real quick. Die Hard plot.
But he's talking about a regular everyday Joe, man.
Die Hard's one of my
favorite
movies. So.
Yeah, everyday Joe.
An everyday Joe. Like, you know, Captain America. A dude who was an everyday Joe that just wanted to do the right thing because it was the right thing to do. He wanted to join the army because he saw this terrible thing happening over on the other side of the world. And he said, I need to get in there and stick up for the little man. Because I am the little man.
Mm-hmm.
And then something really cool happened and he got to go do that.
Yeah,
that sounds horrible. That sounds super fascist to me.
Yeah, the guy, he's off his rocker. Come on.
You know what who he does praise?
Whom?
I feel like I'm just slowly destroying John McTiernan's credibility
now. Let's keep going.
One of his favorite films in the past X amount of years?
Who?
Argo.
Stop. Just stop.
No!
Stop.
He said Ben Affleck did something incredible.
Now, I'll agree with him
about
that.
And he was a better actor than in all of his other films. Normally, when a filmmaker gets to the screen, it's the opposite. He put aside his ego. He began to act like a hero. And it's very different from his other roles. There's something about him. Though a lot of people find annoying, this arrogance, coldness, it disappeared in this film.
Argo was really good.
Argo was brilliant.
Yeah. It was a good movie. But he's... What?
I don't know. Listen, to be fair, he hasn't directed anything since 2003, and he made Rollerball. So
I loved Rollerball.
Did you?
I did. Isn't that the one that was in space? Or was it on another planet?
Hang on a second. No, Rollerball I thought was with like LL Cool J.
Dude, hang on.
What was the Roller Babies? I'm thinking of Roller Babies.
Roller Babies?
Oh, and check this out. Rollerball was a remake.
Oh, gosh. It was starring Chris Klein.
Yeah.
You know, from American Pie
fame. I never saw that movie.
Jean Renault. Okay, The Professional. I'll get that. LL Cool J.
Rebecca Romijn.
Stamos. All right, losing a little crowd. He directed some great films back in the day, guys. I mean, Predator, Die Hard, Hunt for Red October, Medicine Man.
Guys,
He did Last Action Hero.
I can't understand his point of view because he's talking about how these characters aren't human. And then you go read his list of movies and it's like, Predator?
Come on,
Rollerball?
Yeah, they were all normal humans.
Last Action Hero?
He also did Die Hard with a Vengeance, which was awesome. I loved Die Hard with a Vengeance. Do you remember Last Action Hero?
Yeah.
The single greatest Arnold Schwarzenegger film of all time.
It wasn't the greatest.
I loved that movie when I was a little kid. I thought it was so good.
I just don't understand because he's talking about how wrong it is for he's saying that superheroes aren't regular people that have extraordinary, and like they have extraordinary things happen to them, so that's wrong. But every single one of his movies is about a regular guy that has an extraordinary thing happen to them.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. I disagree. If you go back and watch Last Action Hero, it's about a child who is watching an action movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the character from the film, gets pulled out of the screen and into real life.
Yeah.
Okay? There's nothing more realistic than saying, okay, he might have a point there.
Gosh, that guy is just really, really far up into
it. It was cray cray!
Better Call Saul.
Mmm.
Netted 7 Emmy nominations.
No way.
Yeah. Albuquerque produced TV show Better Call Saul has been nominated for 7 Emmy Awards, including the lead actor and drama categories. That's awesome.
Good for them.
It's an AMC spinoff of the critically acclaimed and what could be one of the greatest shows in television history, Breaking Bad. It will compete for outstanding drama series against 7 other shows, and it's got some pretty stout competition. You got Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Homeland, House of Cards, Mr. Robot, and The Americans. All of those shows are not to be trifled with.
I know.
Bob Odenkirk is nominated for Outstanding Lead Actor for his role as Jimmy McGill, alongside other nominees including Kyle Chandler in Bloodline, Kevin Spacey in House of Cards, Rami Malek in Mr. Robot, Liev Schreiber in Ray Donovan, and Matthew Rhys in The Americans.
Hmm.
The show also garnered nominations for camera work, sound mixing, and visual effects. Jonathan Banks is nominated for Outstanding Supporting Actor for his role as Mike Ehrmantraut. The nominations were announced Thursday. The Emmy Awards show will air September 18th on ABC.
I tried. But he wouldn't listen. My boy was stubborn. My boy was strong.
Can you imagine if Mike actually came and hung out with us?
It's going to happen, guys.
Well, I hung out with him the other day. It was cool.
Really?
Yeah. We went and ate lunch.
Okay.
He's in town?
No, he is not in town.
You're in trouble, Mike.
We've kept in touch since the interview. He said, I'm his favorite one, and I was like, stop it. New in theaters this weekend, Ghostbusters.
Yeah!
Let's watch it.
All right, let's do it. Here we go.
It's a proton glove. It's going to maximize flexibility during hand to spectre combat.
This is awesome.
Just give it a punch, it's motion
video.
Activated.
This is just audio. We can't be doing any.
Whoa! Melissa!
I don't even know what's happening.
Good grief! She really is good at falling, though. You got to give her those props.
Awesome!
Hang on, we got another trailer right here.
It will haunt you every night.
Oh, that's scary.
Whatever it is,
it's kind of scary.
No one should have to encounter that kind of evil.
Except
you girls, I think you can handle it.
What is happening?
I really want to hear that new Fallout Boy song right now.
No.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Oh!
the greatest theme songs ever.
This is so good.
Recorded in
history. I listen to it every morning when I wake up. Me and Steve-O do. Steve-O, are you listening to the song?
No, not
it's really,
order.
Really cool because it's not very long.
That's good stuff.
Let's hear it again.
I just know you don't even sleeping in your
bed. We gonna call Ghostbusters. That's not the only movie premiering in theaters this weekend. No, no, no. There's another movie starring our boy Bryan Cranston. It's called The Infiltrator.
Did you guys see the trailer to this?
Yeah,
I did.
It looks intense.
Yeah.
Do you not have the trailer for this?
I don't.
Movie?
It's right.
Oh, the one time.
Seems like they've done the whole Pablo Escobar thing quite a few times over over the past, I don't know, 30 years.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a really good Netflix series. I think it's called Escobar.
Really?
On Netflix.
Hmm.
Really 30 good. For 30 did an incredible documentary as well. That's the ESPN Films.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think it was also called Escobar.
Huh.
I'll look it up. It was, I never knew the story.
I thought those were just
crazy
sports things.
Well, yeah. So, 30 for 30 films. I can't remember. There was Escobar was
I mean, he's kind of the reason why we have the drug trafficking coming into the United States.
It's called the Two Escobars.
Oh.
The Two Escobars. And it was a 30 for 30 film, and one was about this drug lord, and the other one was about the captain and poster child for the national team, Pablo. And so I almost don't want to ruin it, but essentially, Colombia was expected to win the 1994 World Cup and basically transform its international image. Mm-hmm. And Pablo Escobar, the
drug lord,
was a huge fan of Andres Escobar, who was the captain of the team for the Colombians, invited them to his drug ranch, basically, to play football so he could, like, watch the Colombian national team. I'm just going to ruin it. Andres Escobar, the captain of the 1994 World Cup Colombian team, was then murdered.
Yeah. The thing with Pablo
it
Escobar,
is a crazy
he was
story.
Kind of the Robin Hood for everyone in Mexico, because he would take his billions of dollars,
yeah,
and he'd spread the wealth around.
Gotcha.
He'd be known as the guy that would go through the towns and just, like,
just
give his
money.
Cash away to everyone. Yeah.
But then where he got that cash was...
Yeah, it's all drug money.
Right.
But he would buy the
dude,
police,
I'm telling you.
And he owned everybody in Mexico, basically.
The Two Escobars was...
That's a crazy
fascinating
story.
So that
was
his brother?
No. Oh. He was just the captain of the Colombian soccer team. No. But it was called The Two Escobars. And it was this fascinating tale of this Colombian drug lord and then this really nice, incredible soccer player.
And then there's...
Bryan Cranston's going to nail that
He's
part,
He's an
too.
Undercover narcotics agent who infiltrates the operation of Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar by posing as a businessman who can launder their money. Intensity.
All right, we have to take a quick break. Hang out with us.
In the morning and start to see
moonlight cocktails are the thing.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Welcome, Starmy. Hello.
Hello. I'm in love with my life.
You know, it's Friday, guys.
It is. Very exciting.
Very excited
about Friday. We've got a wonderful roast. Mm-hmm. Cooking at home. The crock pot.
All right. Oh,
fascinating.
Man. think you could get a hold of Ella Louise, see if she could come down?
Eloise May?
No, maybe.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Grace us with her presence?
Look what you guys have done.
What?
I just got an email from a Starmy member named Melissa who said, "Happy birthday, Steve-O. Love you, man. Have a fantastic 40th birthday."
Hey, happy birthday, Dizzle.
I'm not 40!
Yes, he is. Happy 40th.
38, man. 40.
Proud of you.
You're right there, buddy. Hey, I'm right there with you, man. I turned 37 on the 21st. Crazy, man. Welcome to the show. We got lots to do this morning.
You know.
From UB40.
Meant to be.
Good job.
Take my hand.
His name is
Take my whole
Alistair life Ian Ollie Campbell. He's an English singer. He's a solo artist and songwriter who is the lead singer and founding member of UB40. As part of UB40, Campbell sold over 70 million records worldwide.
What? 70 million?
Toured the globe for 30 years.
Okay.
That's pretty impressive, right?
Yes. That is quite impressive.
Makes you feel
honestly.
So fine.
Makes me sad.
All of the time.
Okay.
Wonder what his net worth is.
Okay. Why do you always do this? So weird.
I think it's interesting.
It's so odd.
Yeah, why do you want to know people's net
worth? You always want to know the person's net worth that we're interviewing, and I just don't.
I don't think that's.
He sold over 70 million records, and he's only worth $2 million.
Well, they weren't that great. And you know what? The biggest hits were cover songs.
Oh, that's actually
Red Red Wine was Neil Diamond, and then I Can't Help Falling in Love. That's Elvis Presley.
They must have had a horrible record deal.
Well,
70 million albums with UB40, and he's worth $2 million.
Hey, man. Steve-O, UB40, happy birthday.
I'm not 40.
I need to ask him about this.
Happy 40th, man.
I'm not 40.
You're over the hill now.
Jasmine Simon, possibly. Going to be on the show as well. She's an actress.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens.
But we double booked. Yeah. Well, they did. They double booked us.
Fair,
so I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I tried, guys. Hey, can I just say, you know, Pokemon has been cray cray. There's a local animal crew that is doing something really, really awesome.
To save the Pokemon?
No.
Oh.
Not to save the Pokemon. Because they're imaginary creatures. It is all in an effort to help real creatures. Mm. Shout out to our girl, Kayla, who posted this on our Facebook page. Starmy member.
Starmy.
Longtime listener.
Starmy
super
member.
Awesome. Did you guys know there's a local organization called Positive Paws Rescue Transport? Much like Swarf, they're a nonprofit animal rescue place. And here's what they just did. Trying to catch them all? Come walk our dogs while you do.
Wow.
Calling all Pokey trainers. Come out to Positive Paws between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. any day.
No.
And walk one of our adoptable dogs.
That's
as you
cool.
Hunt for Pokemon and hatch eggs. All they need is a valid form of ID. You can go out and be the very best. You can walk one of these poor dogs
wow.
that's like cooped up in the shelter.
That's really cool. I like that.
They are at 1616 Eubank. You can actually just email them if you want. PositiveAdoptions@gmail.com. But yeah, Positive Paws.
Can you post that on Facebook so I can share
it's
it?
It's already posted to our Facebook,
yeah.
Like I said. Because Kayla from the Starmy.
Kayla!
But yeah, you should repost it.
But I, you know.
That's a pretty cool thing.
That is really cool.
Think about those dogs that are cooped up and they need to be walked.
I literally just said all of this.
So they play Pokemon, but they get to walk the dogs that are cooped up in the shelters.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing.
So, I will go ahead and share it, even though it's already on our page.
Sure. Just share it.
Honestly, you know what? This is something really cool, because as we've seen with Pokemon Go, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you know,
yeah.
People have been robbed. People have stumbled upon dead bodies. People have turned it into a new career, driving little Poke trainers around. And they've decided to do something selfless and say, hey, help walk one of these dogs that needs to be adopted.
That's pretty cool.
I love that.
Hey, but unless you're walking on the concrete, keep those paws cool.
Mm. Good morning. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hold on. Hello, you there?
Can you hear us?
Hi. Hello. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are ya?
Curtis, the movie guy here.
Yeah, hey! Curtis.
Oh,
Curtis,
yeah, we know.
Curtis, you could be the hero of my marriage, my friend, because my wife is the biggest Patrick Stewart fan of all time.
Patrick Stewart.
He is her favorite.
I believe it's Scottish
human being on the planet. Like I rank in at like seventh, but he is seriously her favorite. And rumor has it he's going to be playing Professor X in the new Wolverine film that is filming here in Albuquerque.
He is, but they shot. I just found out they shot him out in New Orleans, so he's not here.
They shot him.
And not that I'm working on that film because none of us. It's a big secret, so
gotcha. We don't know if you are or not.
Gotcha. I mean, they put out like a press thing. It was all over the news saying it's here. It was on like KRQ.
Well, I'm just on my way home from work. We worked all night last night, so
wow.
Yeah, it was an all nighter. But you need to get a hold of Johnny Banks. He got nominated for another Emmy.
I know. We just talked about that. It's so awesome.
When do they come back, Curtis? When do all those guys come back?
I thought they pushed it. We'll be back.
They pushed it a couple of weeks again, so now I think we start shooting right at the end of September.
Yeah.
Okay.
My boy Johnny told me.
We definitely got to get Jonathan Banks in the studio. We got to really try to make that happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Him and
Patrick.
The Ken doll. Yeah, Patrick. The Ken doll. That's what everybody calls him.
The Ken doll.
I love
Malibu.
It.
Malibu Ken.
Yes. They will be here.
I'm a Ken doll. Man. Good.
Hey, happy birthday, Steve-O.
Thanks, man. Really excited. Really, really excited.
40 years old. That's a milestone.
I'm not 40.
So proud of you for making it this far, buddy.
Guys,
we got black balloons all over the studio this morning. There's a black cake.
Right on.
Not 40.
Because black cake matters.
Yep.
Okay.
Hang up on yourself.
Hang up, Curtis.
Okay, I gotta hang up on myself. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go to bed.
Offensive. I'm disappointed in all of you. Nah, that was our boy Curtis, the movie guy.
He is.
He has crossed a line.
He is. I don't even know what to say anymore. Okay. Since we were talking Pokemon, let's just get some of these updates out of the way real quick. Here's your 6 latest Pokemon Go updates. 2 guys in Encinitas, California, fell off a cliff playing Pokemon Go on Wednesday afternoon.
Oh my gosh.
Fell off of a cliff.
One of them fell 50 feet. The other one fell about 90 feet. They were both rushed to the hospital. There's no word on their condition.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
That's a long 50 feet and 90 feet. That is... Gosh, I hope they're going to be okay. A couple from Toledo, Ohio, hopped the fence at a zoo around 2:30 a.m. yesterday to catch a Pokemon.
Okay.
They were both arrested for criminal trespassing.
That's going to happen.
Good.
Some Pokemon Go players went to Area 51 in Nevada. Apparently a lot of monsters to catch there.
Well, and real-life monsters as well. That's where all of the aliens live.
They were the first ones to play at Area 51.
Good job, guys.
No reports on them getting in trouble or anything.
Well, we'll never hear from them again, honestly. In fact, pretty soon we'll be like, hey, didn't we talk about a story? No, I don't think we did, man. I don't think we've ever reported on that. Weird. It's like they never even existed.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
An 18-year-old was playing Pokemon Go at a park in Flower Mound, Texas on Tuesday when he got bit by a venomous snake.
Oh,
he's going to be okay, though.
From playing Pokemon, guys.
Well, you really got to watch where you're going.
Can I just say, in real life yesterday...
I made the call. I said that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. We were down on Central, the three of us. And I popped on my trusty app. Boom! Pokemon Go. Just going to look. And there was a Charmander and a Bulbasaur in the area.
I've never seen Steve-O take off so fast. He just... Oh my gosh!
I literally bolted. Guys, Here's why you need to be careful. And I'm not even exaggerating a little. I found myself down on 7th and Central in an alleyway behind the launch pad.
Man, that's scary.
And all of a sudden, there were like three ruffians.
Steve-O.
And I honestly thought I was going to get stabbed.
Did you ask him if they play Pokemon Go?
I didn't even want to because of that weird story about the one guy that got seriously stabbed. And I was going, what am I doing? And one of them started to like walk up to me. I was like, oh my gosh. And he looked shady. I'm in an alleyway on 7th and Central. For those that listen like in other cities, it's definitely not the nicest of areas.
People get shot and stabbed all the time.
Seriously. Like,
that's no joke.
You find needles and random bodies down in that area.
Especially by yourself. What were you thinking?
And I was by myself holding an iPhone in front of my face, and this dude starts to approach me, and I'm like, this is it. I'm totally going to die because I'm playing a stupid child's video game.
Yeah. Hey, man.
And he walked up to me and he goes, hey, man. And I was like, I'm going to die. And he goes, did you get him? And I said, what? He said, the Bulbasaur is up. That's who you're after, right? Did you get him?
Oh, my gosh.
I kid you not. I seriously, I was like, I've seen movies. This guy's a drug dealer. And I'm not even mocking the accent. That's exactly what he sounded like. And I said, nah, man, it keeps freezing. And he goes, you got to keep trying, bro. It kept freezing on me, too. But, after the fourth time, you just restart it, bro, and it'll work.
You were gone for a while, too.
I was, because I kept having to restart it because the servers were crashing because Pablo Escobar was trying to catch a Bulbasaur.
Oh, my gosh.
It was terrifying.
I'm proud of
it. I honestly don't know how I ended up there because
don't
I was just staring
again
at my screen and all of a sudden I was blocks away from you guys in an alleyway. By the way, to update you, yes, I did catch the Bulbasaur finally.
Thank
you, Pablo
note,
Escobar.
A guy in Anaheim, California was playing Pokemon Go in a park on Wednesday night. Got into a fight with a group of guys who, they stabbed him several times.
Oh my gosh.
He's in the hospital.
You guys really got to quit playing this game.
Cops still haven't found the guys who did it. That could have been you, Steve.
They got to catch them all.
You're going to be on the Pokemon Go update.
Got to catch them all.
Criminals.
I'm
going to be on the Pokemon update.
And our last one here, two people playing Pokemon Go in Houston on Tuesday found a cage filled with 20 baby hamsters and mice. Apparently, someone had abandoned these hamsters, these 20 baby hamsters and mice. So what did the Pokemon Go people do?
They jump up and down and say,
they grabbed a Pokeball and they captured them and I don't know.
They took them in, they gave them food and water and saved their lives.
Nice!
That's right.
You got the touch! With all the bad comes, a little good. Yeah! There you go. There's a little update for you. Pokemon Go update.
Charizard's going down. Charizard's going down.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Charizard's going down.
I really am one of the greatest Poke people.
I win! Boom!
At least I can say that while real Poke people aren't around, like Nate.
I already got Pikachu.
Okay, stop bragging, stupid kid. Not everybody can just enjoy the summer. Some of us are grown-ups and have to work hard. By the way, I already have Pikachu as well.
Okay.
Caught him in the video department.
When we come back, we got Whiskey Tango this morning, more headlines, more good news. Yes, there's more good news out there. We'll be right back. You got the heart. You got the motion.
You know that the fans. The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on?
Numerous injuries and some deaths at a Bastille Day celebration in Nice, France. Truck drove into a crowd there.
A former congressman and current governor of Indiana is Donald Trump's running mate. Trump has chosen Mike Pence as his running mate.
Another record breaker on Wall Street.
Game of Thrones clearly rules television. The epic George R.R. Martin fantasy HBO series led the Emmy Award nominations with 23 nods, including Best Drama. Two limited series followed, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, with 22. Fargo had 18.
The Lancet Medical Journal reports that after smoking, obesity is the most significant cause of early death in North America and Europe.
There's a recall to tell you about involving liquid plumber with lids that aren't childproof and might cause burns.
It could also be fatal if swallowed.
Consumer Reports is calling on Tesla Motors to disable the autopilot mode on its electric cars. The hands-free system must be made safer. A fatal crash last May has prompted the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to send a letter to Tesla asking for more information about the autopilot system.
Good morning. Oh, good morning.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? All right.
7:39, hello.
High today of 101 degrees.
No traffic. Oh, wait, whoa. Accident, left lane is blocked. Rio Bravo at 2nd Street. That might mix it up for you this morning. So if you're down in that part of town, watch out for it. That's your look at traffic.
Hi, I'm Sean Welby. Slime, afraid you'll need your parka this afternoon with scattered showers expected in between the odd ray of sunshine. Clouds will stay puffed today, so in the heavy downpours of rain, don't cross the streams or rivers unless it's safe to do so, as there could be some local flooding on the roads. If there's something strange in your neighbourhood, who are you going to call? The Met Office. Now, as you'll be pleased to hear, a lot of the showers goes away tonight, but keep hold of your wig. The winds pick up in the west, and tomorrow morning you'll have to figure out whether or not to wear your wellies as you weave around those puddles like a pro. Tons of heavy showers may halt many of your outdoor plans, so you might want to do something indoors until this bad weather goes away. But don't worry, you'll be happy to know we've got a brighter start on Wednesday in the east, but the rain is coming later, so have an umbrella handy as you'll definitely get your hem's worth of rainfall in the afternoon.
That was good.
So let's see what's going on Thursday. Now, the sun will bust through the cloud, so there's no need to be afraid, as it looks like summer finally answers the call.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That was incredible.
Just getting you all amped up for Ghostbusters.
I heard Stay Puffed. And
man,
I, was like,
I hated
Stay
that.
Puffed. Oh, I loved it.
I hated it, and I'm sad
Come
at
on,
you
it's
guys.
A Ghostbusters weather update.
Why y'all gotta be so stupid?
Brilliant. I mean, she did a good job. The delivery is really what made it not dumb.
Everybody go to our Facebook and tell Steve-O happy birthday. We posted a status.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we should have been.
That is not a picture of me.
Yeah, it is.
That is not a... That is Scott Stapp.
I like how you're kind of looking down.
Yeah, you're praying or something. I thought this was you praying for the street youths.
I'll tell you right now.
Man.
I hate you guys.
Let's hear it, Steve.
Come on,
Ivel.
Steve-O. It's time. Here we go. Credence. Clearwater.
Clearwater Revival.
Steve Ivel.
Well, I see your brand moon rise all. I feel trouble all right. Don't go down tonight.
I don't know the words.
You're off.
Yeah, it's all good. Come on.
Tonight, yeah, I'm good.
It better to make your day.
That's right.
There's a bad moon on the row.
On the row?
Yeah. He never finishes words. Well, I'll under all the sunlight.
The sunlight.
I'll take you wherever I'll have. I don't know the words. But you don't really need to know the words when singing Creed or Hootie and the Blowfish or, let's see, who else? I feel like at times, Scott Weiland, RIP.
Wow. Yeah. Scott Stapp is worth $30
million. Oh my gosh, why do you have to check their net worth? Why?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
That is still a picture of Scott Stapp on my birthday wishes, guys. Not me. That is Scott Stapp.
All right. I have the top surprises in the new Ghostbusters for you, okay?
No!
Here we go.
Spoilers!
Here we go. Slimer's back.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this time,
you ruin this for
all
me.
The hot dogs he eats are vegan.
Oh, okay. He's so much healthier now.
He is. He's lost a little bit of weight. Now, apparently, there's a cameo by two of Dan Aykroyd's five chins.
Hey-o. Okay.
Gosh.
Hey-o.
You're the worst.
Now, in the new Ghostbusters, Ecto-1 is sporting a Trump 2016 bumper sticker.
That is not true.
There's reports of the Trump 2016 bumper sticker. An evil ghost tortures his captives by forcing them to watch The Legend of Tarzan.
Okay, that's which also not...
I see them teaming up trying to get Tarzan a little more money. You know,
yeah, I see that.
He kind of didn't do all that well at the box office. It makes you miss the wit and, you know... Sophistication of Batman versus Superman.
The what?
The sophistication.
Sophistication?
Yeah, that's what I said. Sophistication of Batman versus Superman.
I thought you were going to say Rick Moranis.
Oh. Because
he was one of the best parts of the original Ghostbusters and obviously not
in
this one. Are you kidding me? Okay, who brought the dog? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Why did they remake this movie?
Hey.
I mean, it's not a remake. They're trying to do something
new.
I just don't know. The more I think about it, the itchier I get. I'm just allergic to this entirely.
Well, Dex and I are going to go see it tonight at 6. We'll let you know
Wait,
how it is.
Wait, no.
Got an extra ticket for you.
Tonight at 6
I
is
got an
seriously
extra
my birthday party.
So you can't go with us?
No, you guys...
Dude, we were going to give you that ticket for your birthday.
You've both RSVP'd on Facebook, okay? That's pretty much like already being there.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to fire my agent.
How rude is it to just not accept a present from your friends?
Yeah.
Good grief.
Well, in a blatant case of product placement, they catch most of the ghosts by using the Pokemon Go app on their iPhones.
That's not true.
Another surprise, the new Ghostbusters.
This is not... True.
Oh, the usher that takes your ticket?
Yeah.
Ray Parker Jr.
Nice.
Yep, he'll be there tonight at the theater.
Mm-hmm. Like in the actual theater?
He's waiting outside.
Yeah, because he got a job. Mm-hmm. He finally got another job.
I wish I had a job, too.
And despite a woman operating the, proton packs.
That's a good thing.
The Ecto-1 never crashes.
Okay.
Despite a woman's operating.
Okay, that's... You, sir,
what?
Are fired.
Well, you're not even getting your birthday present anymore because you're being a dummy-do about it.
You know? I hate this.
This is Steve-O's birthday
song. I would rather have Scott Stapp do the Ghostbusters thing than Fall Out Boy.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters!
And I don't even dislike Fall Out Boy. It's simply because this song is literally the worst.
Oh! Sleeping in your bed.
We're gonna call Ghostbusters. That was more like Lane Staley from Alice in Chains.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Gosh.
That's good
stuff. I don't like any of this. You know what? My birthday is tomorrow, and I am getting old. I'm that grumpy old guy complaining about these kids, these Fall Out Boys.
You're right, Nick.
All right, Steve-O found a pretty interesting story down in South Korea.
Is that true?
That's right.
Yes. Okie-dokie, yo, is that true?
Shout out to Birga, who I actually stole this from. She does afternoons, but we figured since nobody listens in the afternoons, we would actually, you could hear it for the first time. Birga, I love you, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Dex, your competitive sport has finally come to fruition. You know, for the longest time, you know, Teo's a CrossFitter. He does the CrossFit games. I am a competitive gamer. I am one of the largest sponsored Poke trainers in the universe. But you don't have a competitive sport.
Dude, eating. Let's do this. What
Enter
do you got?
South Korea. They came to the rescue and they're like, oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Dex, you need a competitive sport.
Dex!
A competitive sport.
Yeah.
You guys are...
You will be an elite athlete, my friend, in this year's Space Out Summer Games.
What's it called?
The Space Out Competition.
Y'all ever heard of space?
It's an annual event where contestants do absolutely nothing. Literally. You have to chill out. And whoever spaces out the longest wins. There have been many a times where the three of us are having a conversation, and Teo and I look at you for a response, and you're like just drooling.
Just drooling.
Checked out somewhere.
Just somewhere. And we're like, man, I don't know where he's at right now. Well, where did he...
Is that
Where
true?
Where did they go?
My mind just kind of goes, guys. It just drifts away.
Okay, this competition, which is held at Icheon Haengdong Park, Seoul, Korea.
Wrong.
No, that's right. You say it right.
Did you say that's wrong?
I don't have it in front of me.
Icheon Haengdong Park, Seoul.
I can't mispronounce it if I can't look at
Seoul.
It was created by a visual artist, Oops Yang. That's her name. Back in 2014, she came up with it after experiencing work burnout. Was like, bro, I need a break. You know who else needs a break? Society, man. Yeah. Society needs a break. She said, quote, I thought to myself, we would all feel better about doing nothing if we did nothing together as a group, end quote. 70 competitors from a pool of 2,000 aren't allowed to use their phones, any kind of gadget whatsoever. They're not allowed to sleep or even talk. In fact, their heart rates are even monitored for stability, with the most consistent hailed by the judges as the victor.
I don't know about this, guys.
There are even sports commentators giving exciting play-by-play updates to the space-out competition. Luckily, we happen to have some audio of the play-by-play. Hit it, Dex! Okay, this is actually just K-pop. This is not it.
Yeah, this is it.
This is not...
I know.
This is too energized. The people are... They're spacing out. They're going to be too excited.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Here's the deal. South Korea actually is one of the most stressed out nations in the world. So Woop Jang hopes this piece of performance art would encourage people to give their brains the occasional rest. She also plans to take this contest to other anxiety-filled cities like Beijing. Dude, this is real. I feel like... No, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I would be terrible at this competition.
Yeah.
I couldn't sit still for more than 2 minutes.
I don't think I could do this because of my heart.
You could do it, bro.
No, they need what did they say about the heart rate? It's got to be steady.
They actually put like monitors on you, and it's just got to chill.
Yeah, mine's not chilling right now.
Problem with me is I could totally space out, but then I'd start thinking about like bills or like...
Yeah, there's no way.
You know what I mean? And just my heart rate just like... I don't know that I could like meditate, zone out on nothing for a while. I'm just like, gotta catch 'em all. Because then inevitably I'd start getting stressed out. Like, I still don't even have a Charmander, yo. He's one of like basic. I just, oh no. I'm out. My heart rate's up. Teo's been doing a fantastic job this entire segment of zoning out.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's zoning.
Dude, he is just a competitor. I said the space out competition, and he just took it to the next level. He's been spaced out this whole time.
That's awesome. Look at him go.
God. We got some comments actually on Facebook about it. You can check out the video. There's actually a video of this competition on our Facebook page, facebook.com.
Oh, no!
Guys, I just got back from the future.
What?
It's a terrible place.
Okay.
Steve-O. It's your kids.
Oh, great.
Something's got to be done about your kids.
My kids?
Also,
I don't have
Dex,
kids.
You're dead. Oh. Steve-O, we got to get back
man,
to the future.
Man, that's...
It's the obesity. It gets you. Wow. Man, zoning out is crazy.
Oh.
Don't ask me.
What?
Oh.
Don't ask me to do that again.
That was actually, I love you in Japanese.
You can speak Japanese?
Proud of you, Dex.
I thought it was another Japanese thing.
It literally says.
I know. I just kind of thought that.
It reads right there. You can read what it says.
I am so mad at you for dumping that. Go check out the video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88fm. Robin says, that's actually really hard to do. I tell my kids all the time in the car when they ask for my phone, practice doing nothing, and it drives them nuts.
Wow. Nuts.
Ashley says, I would fail after 5 minutes.
Yeah, you would.
Mark says, me too, child labor. Wait, what? I don't even know. I don't even
They're whatever we want. They're Asian.
Stop it. Dump. You can't, can you?
It's too late. That studio at star88.com.
Why would you air that, Daniel?
Oh, my goodness.
See, you guys, what good. I did, I put the blame on someone else.
585 Live, you can text the show.
Oh, man.
Yep. Yeah,
somebody just chimed in and said, thanks, Dex. That's my jam. Okie dokie, yo.
Is it true?
Yeah.
Somebody wants to know what you get if you win. A couch?
You get some really cool punches.
Brand new furniture?
Like, literally, what would you get? You'd just be like,
man.
Like, what would you want if you were that guy that was able to zone out? I feel like the Starmy already won with the couch. Like, that's seriously. That's it. Oh, man. They want to know if you're drug tested for the space out competition. I feel like some Cypress Hill fans would be a little too good at this.
Next.
Star me. You are
Star
beautiful.
Me. Quit being a jerk.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. It's incredible, dude. You got Rome from Sublime winning it all. Oh, man.
That's good. Yeah. Good job, Birgit, for posting that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can check it out at Facebook. Facebook.com/star88FM. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a sport for Dex. Sorry. It's just it's not. Oh, you know what I forgot to promote this morning, guys? Guess what we have today?
Slow motion theater.
Let's we got slow motion theater today.
I just realized it.
I forgot to put it down on the list.
I'm so glad because I was checked out hard.
We'll do that coming up just after 8 o'clock. 8:20, we have a double booked interview. Ali Campbell, singer from UB40, and Jasmine Simon from HBO's Ballers. Double booked. Not sure what's happening.
Double book.
Anything from Robert?
Sebo, any
updates? Let me check mine.
Maybe we should call and wake him up.
Let's wake Robert up. Let's wake him up.
He's always calling you.
He is always calling me at the most inopportune times.
I mean, he does call in the afternoon, but you know.
That's because he's in California and it's an hour behind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He seems like the type of guy, though, that would probably get up at 5 in the morning, go for a jog. Just has tons of energy.
No.
No? You don't think so?
No, sir. I don't think so. I would like to put forth a theory. That theory is the sky is actually falling. It's up to us to figure it out, and that's why we double booked this interview. We have to ask both people what they're going to do.
All right.
Steve-O's going to find out.
Oh, man. When we come back, slow motion theater. Hang out.
You're a star, you're a star. Yeah, yeah, you are a star. Wow, wow, you're super special. Just the way you are.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Yeah, yeah, you're a star.
Hi.
Today of 101.
Traffic.
Accident left lane's blocked. Rio Bravo Boulevard East at 2nd Street Southwest. I want to issue an apology to my friend Dex.
Yes,
Tim. Kind of stepped on him a little bit when I said hi.
You did.
I apologize. Can
okay.
we? You still want to go to the movies tonight?
Yeah, that's cool, man.
All right, cool. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I was way out of line.
Careful, you don't run me over. Man.
Whoa, is that Grand Peachy?
That's not Grand Peachy. This
oh,
is Grand Peachy.
She's coming next.
Ah! There she goes.
She man. Is hauling. That's awesome.
Coming up, we have a new segment on the show called Double Booked.
Double Booked.
Ali Campbell, who's the lead singer from UB40, along with one of the stars from HBO's Ballers, Jasmine Simon, going to be on at the same time interviewing themselves.
How are we going to do this?
I don't know.
I don't know either, Steve.
There's no way.
Checking
my
email.
It's going to be fun for me to watch them.
I don't even think our phone system does that. It's not that high tech. We can't have two people on at the same time.
We ain't a high tech redneck.
I actually can show you how to do that.
Don't show me.
It'd be pretty easy.
You just lock it in?
Yeah.
That's the way ours used to be back at that old
You just station. Have to lock one in.
Everybody,
but you know how this phone system
cool.
is. It probably doesn't even work.
Everybody, you ain't no fool.
We'll
everybody,
find out.
Everybody right. is cool.
Who do you think's going to call first?
Well, that's the thing. That might be
I
what we do.
I think UB40.
Okay.
You know
okay,
why?
So...
If, so that's it? Whoever calls first, then we just don't answer
okay.
the other one?
Yeah. Oh, so if Ali calls first and then we see the phone ringing, should we say, hey, can you hold on a second?
No, that's rude. No, that's very rude. You know what? I agree. Whoever calls first, they win.
Okay.
Whoever calls second is the loser.
You're right.
Please be UB40. I have a funny story about that and nothing with HBO's Ballers.
If Jasmine calls first, we're answering the other line saying, Jasmine, this is a little embarrassing, but...
No, we're not. I watched that show. It's a good show. It's The Rock. The Rock's in it. He's a sports agent.
We've already interviewed somebody from Ballers.
Oh, this song drives me up the wall.
Yeah, we did. I know.
I'm just saying. Just wish there was a little more diversity.
You know what?
When
you watch the show down the road, whenever that is, you're going to be like, oh, man! Oh, yeah! Which, by the way, you can now. Hello.
You can.
Oh, yeah, I can. I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it time?
Guys.
Is it time? I mean, we've only gotten people blowing up our live line ever since the second you mentioned a little segment we do called Slow Motion Theater.
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion Theater.
Oh! 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 The car's on fire! Oh.
Slow Mo. Slow Mo.
Mo.
Let's do it.
All right, guys.
Okay.
We have a very special slow motion theater for you guys today.
Oh, so good. I'm going to get the popcorn ready.
Our first one features a man by the name of Nate Heitzik.
Excellent.
Oh, no.
He happened to stop by the studios yesterday to talk about Pokemon.
Thank you, Lauren.
And here's the thing with Nate.
He's a good
He was cruising
father.
Around the skate park.
Cruising for a breeze hat.
With his smartphone trying to catch these Pokemon yesterday.
Gotta catch them all.
So he stopped in to say hello.
Guys, Nate Heitzig in studio. Oh, this guy threw down last night for summer heat, and he's already here playing Pokemon. Anything to say about that?
Dude, you gotta do what you gotta do. When the Pokemon call, you answer.
Hey. Are you the... I heard rumors that you're the number one Pokemon player in the city.
That's not true.
I don't know if that's true.
That is not true. Dude, there's people over on the west side who have Charizards, man.
I bought a Charizard this morning.
Did you?
He was all by himself the Whataburger, and I'm like, you're going.
Did you take the Whataburger? Were you the one? Okay, I put my Golem there.
Yeah! Thank you,
And then
you,
I
bro.
Took Caterpillar, too.
Okay, oh cool. I'll gosh. Go over there.
What is happening?
Yeah, look. Let's see.
I'm sorry, Taya.
It's okay. So we're totally. Yeah,
I just
look.
Feel very isolated. Feel alone.
Charizard's going down. Charizard's going down.
That was this morning.
That was
the actual
5 a.m. actual audio of me taking
the
him down.
The thing is, people are just finding Charizard. They're not evolving them. They're finding them. Right now, I have 6 Charmanders.
I have 0.
That's ridiculous, you guys. It really is. All right, just in case, this is one of our booking agents. Good morning.
Dex.
Yes.
Rambaldi.
Hang up on yourself.
We're in the middle of the slow-mo theater.
No, I am very disappointed in you, sir. Very disappointed.
Rambaldi, why would you call during slow-motion theater?
Yeah.
You know that's a faux pas.
You got 3 seconds.
Come on.
No.
Dex, you got to be a better Pokemon master.
Get out of here.
Gosh.
Good job. was one of our booking agents.
I know. Right. And now, just cut into the slow-mo theater because we got an interview and... 6 minutes.
Don't
All right.
call.
So this was by request on the live line. Someone said you guys need to slow-mo when Buck called in. When you guys called Buck for his birthday. I haven't even really listened to this one yet, so I'm kind of excited to see what it sounds like.
Hey, Buck, what level are you on Pokemon Go? Pokemon Go. I know you love video games.
No, but
Oh, just a gamer.
Buck will love this game.
Don't do this.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Tell
I'm playing CRF drag racing right now.
Exactly.
Man.
Tell him, Dex.
Tell him
what he's won.
Sucked into this.
No. Listen, you get sucked in because you work in real estate, which means you travel around the city all the time. Pokemon Go is the latest and greatest app.
No.
It's free. And you actually catch Pokemon in real life.
You're turning me into some kind of crazy person.
Okay, maybe a little, but I will tell you it's a lot of fun, am I right? Okay.
Is this anything like hunting for snipes? Because
yes.
I have a feeling you're trying to
exactly
get one over on me.
No, I promise you. I'm
so
here,
good.
You know what?
But
because we're friends, I'm going to send you the link to the app store.
It's
right
me,
now.
Teo. I'm trying to help you on your birthday. Don't listen to either of these guys. They both love Pokemon.
Yeah, you know, my son, when he was... When did we get married? I think he was 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And he loved Pokemon. So just the fact that a 12-year-old loves Pokemon, I think I'll probably pass. But I really appreciate the offer.
Man,
he's
usually,
just so sweet.
Usually the slow-mo doesn't work very well with people on the phone.
Yeah,
that was really
no,
good.
Yeah, it's pretty
Buck,
great.
You sounded awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. If you're just tuning in, what we're doing is taking some of our show from the past, and we're slowing our voices down because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the most popular segments we have on
it
the
really
show.
It really is.
Slow motion theater.
Next up, a man by the name of Joey Belleville.
Oh, no.
When we first started doing the show, I don't know, it was a few weeks in, we had Joey stop in and hang out with us, and he was so funny.
I had one, so in this gig, you see some things. You know, people are in the hospital, right? So stuff goes down. You don't go to hospital for a little checkup. If you're in the hospital, you're like, hey, something went down. One of my first things, I went to go talk to this precious lady, and she straight up had like one eye going up to the top right, and the other one looking up to the top left, and she's like, oh, hi, the doctor says that I'm going to be able to get out tomorrow. But, you know, I have a lazy eye. And they said the symptoms of what's going on, that my eye is shaking. Is it shaking? Could you tell me if my eye is shaking? And I was like, you know, it's not shaking. I said, but here's the thing, sweetheart. I wouldn't tell people you have a lazy eye.
Joey Bell.
Gosh.
Oh, that is so good. So good.
Yeah.
All right. Our last clip here is from the Taco Bee Lady.
Oh, yes.
Taco Bee Lady. Steve-O, tell everybody real quick who the Taco Bee Lady was.
Well, she was a lady in town who lived right near where they were building a Taco Bell. In fact, it was right in her backyard, essentially. And she went crazy and decided to paint. She didn't go crazy. She just painted her wall and she just had it
Taco
out for
Bee
Taco Bee.
Taco Bee is killing me.
Yeah, she was a protester.
And because of Steve-O, we got Taco Bee in studio.
We did get her in studio. I mean, I don't know.
Here she
it
is.
It was... Well, I called the city a few days after that, and I began trying to work with the city on that.
Wow.
And the way I described it to the city emphatically was that there were bombs going off next door that the impact along with the bombs made it a war zone.
A war zone.
It was absolutely a war zone.
Wow.
And I can understand that.
Sounded like explosions.
Explosions, and then the impact and the shaking were the result of what they were dropping and tearing up on the side.
It's a war zone. There are explosions.
There it is.
There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
She can't. She can't even describe it, guys.
There you go, guys.
The Morning Invasion.
That was beautiful.
Brings you Slow Motion Theater.
Cars on fire. Oh! Interview roulette. Who's going to be the big winner?
Oh, man. Will it be UB40 or Jasmine Simon?
Let's find out.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's David from Wise Brother Media. How are you?
Good. Hi, David.
How are you? I got Jasmine Simone on the phone for you. Hold on 1 second.
I'll We're ready.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 8. Here we
go. Hey, you're on with Jasmine.
Jasmine!
What's up?
Yes, welcome to the show.
Welcome
to Albuquerque. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, have you ever physically been in Albuquerque, New Mexico before?
I have driven through Albuquerque, New Mexico before, but have I stepped out? No. Are you inviting me? Yes.
I am.
Invite?
Yes.
Okay, I'm coming.
Personal invite, my birthday. My birthday is tomorrow, and I heard there's this dope chicken and waffles place. At the dude's from Louisiana, and I'm like, that's my game. So
that's where he's going.
I'm really
that's
we're having
your
a
game.
That's my game. Birthday party. It will be
Happy
chicken and waffles.
Birthday.
Thank you, Jasmine. I'm very excited.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh, I'm your surprise. Surprise.
Yes,
surprise.
You are my present. Yes, I love
Jasmine.
I'm your present.
Yes,
Jasmine. Albuquerque is the new home. Hollywood.
I mean, it really is.
Everybody's moving away from L.A. and Hollywood to move out to Albuquerque because
they're Breaking Bad. They're doing all kinds. You know what? One of my girlfriends that recurs on Ballers, Ariel Kebble, her new show is shooting in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yes.
It's something like that, Texas something. Huh. Midnight Texas, I think it's called.
See, that's
something
cool.
Like that. But I know it shoots in Albuquerque.
Well,
there you go.
We got Hugh Jackman here right now shooting Wolverine 3. I mean, just things are happening, girl.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Tell Hugh I said what's up. Just tell him Jasmine said what's up. He'll know.
We will.
He'll know.
We will.
Not. He will not know.
You know what? I'm sure you're friends with The Rock. I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah.
Because
I am friends with The Rock. You got that straight. I'm friends with The Rock.
I gotta say, growing up, like I grew up in West Texas, where I mean WWF, it was the big jam, and so like then you got the WWE, The Rock. He was this giant spectacle, and then he made that transition to acting, and it was like, oh, this is gonna be like Hulk Hogan. This is gonna be so bad, and it's quite the opposite. He is one of the most incredible entertainers of this generation.
I could not agree more. And people forget. I mean, you haven't forgot because you've been watching The Rock. Like you said, WWE. When we were growing up, it was WWE.
Yep.
WWF.
Yep.
Yes. But nevertheless, Dwayne has started all the way back then. And he's worked to where he's gotten today. But let me tell you, he's not like the Hulk. He is a phenomenal actor, and he's growing every day. He even said last night at our premiere, I'm in Miami right now for our season 2 launch of Ballers, and he said last night that this was his favorite character. It's the character that makes him grow because he's not putting on a spectacle. He's not a hero in the show. He's just a man.
Yeah.
He's just filling out a man and his troubles and his burdens and his everything that you need to be a phenomenal actor is what he's doing with his character here. So the growth has been amazing to watch myself. I mean, I remember him from Scorpion King. Y'all remember that one? From there to next, from Tooth Fairy, hello, let's not forget Tooth Fairy. From Tooth Fairy to today,
okay.
I mean, he has had a phenomenal career.
He has, yeah.
He has. He's done an incredible job, man.
Now, in Ballers, because, I'm a fan.
You are, you are. Dex here is a crazy fan.
Let me see if I can nail.
Thanks, Dex.
You bet. Let me see if I can nail what's going on right now in Ballers with
okay,
your
yes.
character, okay? So you're married to
okay.
Omar Miller, okay? He is...
Yes.
He's great. He's phenomenal. And he used to be an NFL player.
He's really good.
He's a retired NFL player. Well, he thinks he can go back and try out. And he does because he's a sales guy. He sells cars. You're an NFL star going to sell cars. It's like, oh, man. Well, he's cheating on you.
Oh, yeah. Right? Did she know?
He thought about it.
What?
He thought about it.
Come on.
He thought about it. Can y'all believe that? I know.
No.
What is wrong with men?
Right? And then I find out that you're pregnant.
What's up?
You guys are going to have a baby?
No.
What? So what's going to happen?
You pretty much, I think I'm going to have a baby.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen. I think I'm going to have a baby. I think we went half on a baby, and the greens are going to grow this season.
Okay.
We're going to have a baby, and you're right. He thought about cheating on me, and I busted him.
That is good.
I busted him. Don't you even think about cheating on your wife. Not in this fake TV house. We're not having that. Not in this fake TV house. We're not having that in here. Not these greens. Not today.
Stop
having a baby. But yes, Omar went back at season episode 10 of the first season. Mm-hmm. You see him running back on the field. So we're going to see what happened because Baller starts when the season ends. So we never shoot it while the season is going on. I mean, obviously, our players are too busy to make TV shows during the season.
Yeah.
So we pick it up at the end of the season and right before they go back. So we're in that gap. So we're going to see Omar, if he actually went back and played, how that season was and what happens to these two once you add a baby to this crazy mix.
I like that storyline. That's a good storyline.
And it kicks off Sunday night, the season 2 premiere on HBO, of course. And, oh, my gosh.
HBO. Jazz,
I got to ask you a question. I mean, working with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, has there been any instance where he surprised you? Because obviously, as we're talking, you know, this WWE superstar turned actor, what has been the most surprising thing working with Dwayne?
You know, Dwayne is a beast. Dwayne will get on a plane, go to the Oscars, get back at 5 a.m. and be on set at 7 a.m. and know every one of his lines.
Wow.
Like,
that's awesome.
Ready to work. But that's what makes him so successful. Like, while I'm sleeping, he is in the gym, already put in 2 hours.
Wow.
While the rest of the world is slumbering, day has already started. He will go from one project to another project. You know, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I work for 3 weeks. I need to go on vacation. Oh no. He's like, vacation? What's a vacation? I need to go to my next movie. But he really is one of the hardest working men in Hollywood I have ever known personally. He goes from one thing to the other. He's a consummate professional. He's always on time. He's always like ready to work. I mean, he really is a machine.
Incredible.
He is a machine. He's the best, though.
Jasmine, if there's one TV show right now that you're completely addicted to besides Ballers, what is that show? And would you want to have a part in that show?
Yes. What are you searching
for? You know, y'all play too much because I am a huge Game of Thrones fan. Every time I see Casey Lloyd or Steve Baker or any of our executives at HBO, I'm like, look, I really think that there needs to be an American black girl in Westeros. An American actress.
Amen.
Well, there's only one season left, basically, so you better get on it,
basically,
Jasmine.
You need a black American girl with an American actress in Westeros doing something. What it is, put me on a plane right now. I am a huge Game of Thrones. Ultra fan. When Jon Snow died, I cried, and when he rose like Jesus himself, y'all, I was in that house screaming and a chicken and a crying. I just love Game of Thrones.
You just spoiled it for everybody.
No, I mean it's too late. So here's the thing. I mean, back in the day, it was like you wanted to be a movie star, right? Because movies were where it was at, and television was like kind of, I don't want to say second rate, but it was just where people maybe got their start, or it was, you know, where they were ending a career and they couldn't get any other parts. When did it become that TV is really the jam? Like, is it because we can develop characters more and we care more about characters? Or why do you think it is that television has really taken over as the top platform?
You know, this is going to be the most unsexy answer of the day, but I'm going to tell you the truth. It's when the economy crashed. So when the economy crashed, no one can afford to make movies. So the next time you watch a movie, I watched The Room on the way out, and it was such a good movie. But at the beginning of the movie, I am not kidding, it was five production companies that went into making that one movie. Wow. It was like five opening credits for five different production companies because people can't afford to make movies. Yeah. And then when you go to the movie, nobody goes, like when you make a movie, nobody goes to see it. So therefore, if you're not making the movies and no one's going to see it, they'll stop making them altogether. So they don't really make that many movies. So you have this surplus of all these phenomenal actors that have now stepped into the TV world because it's not going away. I mean, the money is still in TV. And so that's how they've just crossed over. And you know what? It makes it incredibly hard for new actors to start now. Yeah. Because before, you're right, nobody cared about TV. It's like, yeah, go be on TV. So there was always an opening for new actors, you know, to step into TV. Nowadays, does not happen.
Right.
I mean, look, when you have Dwayne The Rock Johnson on a TV show, that tells you how good TV is
right.
and how hard it is to get in.
Yep.
You have these A-list actors all have TV shows. Mm-hmm. So when you have new actors, where are they going to go? Poor things. That's why YouTube is big now.
Yeah.
Because they make their own stuff. Otherwise, they'd never get seen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look, I'm grateful for TV. I'm grateful to work for the best network on TV, HBO, who always wins the most Emmys. What can I say?
It's incredible.
What can I say?
Jasmine, love your character, Julie Green and Ballers. I look forward to seeing what happens with your husband. And yeah, I'm a fan.
Thank you so much.
And I'll give you guys a spoiler alert.
Julie
has a six-pack back. No, she has a baby, and then her six-pack is back.
Oh, man.
I'm like, that is so
You just, amazing. Oh, no. Wish you weren't in Miami. I mean, invite is still open to my birthday party. We will miss you, girl.
I know.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Enjoy your chicken and waffles and have a lot of fun.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, guys. Jasmine. All right.
Bye, Jasmine.
We'll see
Bye.
You.
Happy Friday. Right.
Thank you.
Jasmine, she's
Simone.
Great. She's great. Aren't you glad that she was the first one to
I call? Am, that because good. That was fantastic, and now we're going to be bummed.
Hey, let's click over. Click over and see.
Should we just
we're 10
answer?
Minutes late.
We're 10
just
minutes
do it.
Late.
Just do it.
You know, here's what happened. Is,
go ahead.
You know, they
it's
were
okay.
Late.
I'll just, okay. It's okay.
Here's the thing that our agents double booked us. We had the lead singer from UB40.
I had him booked at 8 a.m. and Jasmine booked at 8:20. This is the real life behind the scenes. And then our agent who gets us some of these bookings said, oh man, we had a double issue, blah, blah, blah. Don't worry, I bumped him to 8:20 so you could still get him. And I'm going, you can't do that.
Well, they did.
And we played interview roulette. Whoever just fired it off first, they were going to get the interview. And Jasmine called first. She was quicker on the draw and turned out to be a fantastic interview.
She's great. She really is.
I'm sad she's in Miami. She can't be at my birthday party tonight. I just feel like since, you know, my real friends are bailing on my birthday party, I should start inviting celebrities.
Yeah, in the show, she's married to Omar Benson Miller, and he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Man, what else has he been in? He looks familiar. Oh, 8 Mile, of course.
8 Mile. He's been in a lot of stuff.
So I've heard. I never saw it myself.
Yeah.
Your palms are sweaty. Knees, arms, there's vomit on his head of mom's spaghetti.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We gotta go to break.
Fine.
We got more news on the way. What else we got going on? Oh, Whiskey Tango is coming up. Some good news. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
Numerous injuries and some deaths at a Bastille Day celebration in Nice, France. Truck drove into a crowd there.
A former congressman and current governor of Indiana is Donald Trump's running mate. Trump has chosen Mike Pence as his running mate.
Another record breaker on Wall Street.
Game of Thrones clearly rules television.
The epic George R.R. Martin fantasy HBO series led the Emmy Award nominations with 23 nods, including Best Drama. Two limited series followed, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, with 22. Fargo had 18.
The Lancet Medical Journal reports that after smoking, obesity is the most significant cause of early death in North America and Europe.
There's a recall to tell you about involving liquid plumber with lids that aren't childproof and might cause burns.
It could also be fatal if swallowed.
Consumer Reports is calling on Tesla Motors to disable the autopilot mode on its electric cars. The hands-free system must be made safer. A fatal crash last May has prompted the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to send a letter to Tesla asking for more information about the autopilot system.
Super excited, guys. You know that music video that I was in that I was telling you guys about? I was walking, trying to get some food, and some guy's like, hey, would you want to be in a music video? And I was like, you know, yeah, sure. They're gonna send it to me on Monday, and I should be able to post it so you guys can see it on Monday.
Nice. That is so cool. Yeah. I'm so glad that you're finally getting to come out to the limelight stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, guys.
You deserve it, man.
Can I just say how stoked I am to have this in my hand right here?
Yeah. Guys, Daniel made us.
DJ Bossman Dan, our boss.
DJ Bossman Dan,
our boss. He's
our boss,
and we love him.
He made us these
some
custom
decals.
Stickers. Yeah, decals for our cars. I believe he and his wife made them. Usually, Daniel likes to ruin stuff, but this time he actually gave us a gift.
Made a really cool star decal, guys, and here's what's going to happen. We're going to put them on our cars, and then they're going to go viral.
Yeah, they sure are. I think in September.
Yeah, I think in like the end of August, beginning of September, these decals are going viral.
Wow. I'm
just, That's what it means. It's just... It's when you take something and somebody else really likes it, and it just means it's pretty viral.
So anyway, what's up?
843, that's what's
high today of 101 degrees.
Traffic!
Ain't got no traffic incidents or accidents to report right now, and that's what's up.
Traffic!
Shout out to the Live Line, a Starmy member from Memphis, Tennessee just chimed in.
Stop it.
But I'm walking in Memphis.
Oh. Keep this music playing because it's
on
very
point.
Inspiring
walking
what they said.
Feet, on point.
Dear Star 88, my 4-year-old loves Steve-O. Every time he hears him on the radio, he says, Mommy, that's Steve-O. I love him. Thank you guys for making our morning awesome every morning. Thanks, Memphis. We're happy to be here for you.
Man, I hate volleyball. They're out there playing it.
But your 4-year-old forgot to say happy birthday, and that's dumb.
You know what, Steve?
Huh?
For
what?
You, that's got to be a big encouragement.
You know?
Because being old enough to be a granddad now, it's got to be great to hear from
happy birthday.
I actually had
one generation removed.
Birga texted me and said, wait, you're not turning 40, are you? And I said, no!
Yeah.
No, I am not.
He
she said,
no, it's 41.
Oh, that Facebook post makes it seem like you're going to be 40. And I'm like, guys.
What Facebook post?
Yeah.
What's she talking about?
It's true.
What's she talking about, Dex?
I don't know.
Thought I had friends. Shout out to Memphis.
It's not today, guys. It's tomorrow that Steve-O's turning
Someone
40.
In Memphis loves me.
No,
he's four years old and doesn't know better yet. But it counts. That's a human being.
So before we move on, somebody else wants to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
What day is today?
Today is your birthday.
Oh, Michael Bolton.
Happy birthday. This is the very best day of the year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, best friend.
Yeah, that's
it's
me.
It's been well worth the wait. It's the 22nd day.
It's actually the 15th.
January.
It's July. No, it's July.
God knows how old today.
I'm
and
gonna
now
be
it's your time to celebrate.
I don't even know anymore. Okay.
Today is your birthday.
Thank you. It's tomorrow, actually. We just had to have the party today because my 10-year-old is in baseball, and that supersedes everything else, including life and marriage. And,
hey,
you
what
know,
day is your birthday?
Anything. Intimacy.
It's
what?
The 17th, right?
Yeah, 16th. Yeah, it's tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow is my birthday. 16th.
I have a question. Where would you like to go for your birthday?
Well, tonight we're going somewhere for my birthday because I said
it Chuck E. Cheese.
I said it's yeah.
Did you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Facebook says the 17th. Not only did you guys like
is
totally
it Chuck
ruin
E. Cheese?
It, you said, ladies and gentlemen of the Starmy, tomorrow the 17th is Steve-O's B-Day.
Would it be?
He might
Chuck
be
Cheese?
Over the hill, but he's still the jam to us. Wish him a
what?
cheese for my birthday.
No!
Chucky, Chucky, Chucky cheese for my
birthday. So much work! Oh, I totally moved things around and I couldn't find it.
You were sweating.
Go ahead, Tim. Say it again.
Steve-O, would you like to go to Chuck E. Cheese for your birthday?
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. But I don't want to go to Chuck E. Cheese. I just want chicken and waffles. Love Chuck E. Cheese enough, but not enough to have it when I'm 37.
What were you saying?
37, not 40.
Your birthday is the 16th.
It's the 16th. On Facebook, you guys said the 17th. So tomorrow, the 17th.
It says 16th on mine.
16th. It's weird. It says the 17th on this one.
Maybe you should refresh it.
Wait, it says the 16th. Wait, what just happened? Are my eyes...
It doesn't
matter. First thing to go is your eyesight.
Oh no.
Next thing to go is your brain sight. Speaking of going...
It's time for some Whiskey Tango.
About to leave, you guys. You gotta go... to the home.
Nah, I gotta catch more Pokemon. I'm a grown-up and tomorrow's my birthday.
Hey, listen, when they make you guys play bingo, is that mean to you?
No, I love the smell of the bingo stampers.
Oh, but by the way, when you hit 40, there's a lot of exams that you need to be aware of.
Yeah, they've already, like, three different Star Me members have been very, very, just intentional about my prostate. So, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Let me ask you this.
One, I'm not turning 40. Two, I'm not going to schedule that exam. Yeah.
Steve-O, turning 41 years old.
Not that I shouldn't.
Listen,
no!
What does this say? Let's check your eyesight.
Hallmark.
No, down here.
Way down there. USDNB.
No, you were close
40.
To the first time.
Three. UB40.
No. Just try. I mean, anybody can see
it. I think I know what it is.
Say?
Hallmark.com.
That's exactly what it says.
Oh,
your
wow.
eyes are bad, man.
Wow, I just, sorry. Couldn't read that from... across the room. And okay, I play a game called Pokemon Go, and the object of the game is to catch magnificent mythical creatures.
Native. I already got Pikachu.
Yeah, thanks, kids. Stop bragging.
I like turtles.
Sometimes you stumble across a rare Pokemon and you're like, oh my gosh, okay, gotta be careful, gotta feed him a berry first so that he falls more in love with me, then I can capture him. You know, you lure him in, you bait them, if you will.
Gotta bait
him. Yeah, like dates or children.
What?
Terrifying. Terrifying.
Sometimes if you don't use the right lure, they get away. Well, that's what happened with this 35-year-old. He was driving in Oceanside, California around 2 a.m. on Tuesday when the cops tried to pull him over. But instead of stopping, he sped away and the chase was on! And the cops are like, gotta catch them all, man!
Oh, man.
They drove around for 20 minutes with the cops behind him before he finally pulled over into a parking lot and got out because he was thinking, you know what? Sometimes these Pokemon, they just disappear. So he thought he would just, you know, pull one of the escaperoonies. He was gonna get out of his car and he was gonna run. So he did that very thing, got out of his car, hopped a fence, running away. Turns out, he hopped over the fence into jail.
Oh, no.
It's a pretty solid hop.
He hopped over the fence, which happened to be the jail on
it
the other
the
side?
It was the parking lot for a jail.
Today is a birthday.
And the fence he hopped over was the one around the inmate intake area.
Come on. Fail, fail,
fail. It's not clear if the guy knew that, so either he was unconditionally surrendering in that moment, or he got insanely unlucky with his getaway plan, because they walked him right into the jail and booked him immediately for resisting and obstructing. Except when you hop the fence and you're already in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're a criminal, you make mistakes. I should know.
I ain't going back to jail. Yeah, he went back to jail.
Sure did, guys.
He's in jail currently. That is your Whiskey Tango, California.
Can learn a lot from these criminals.
Yeah, like not to resist arrest or do things illegally. Or
buckle your safety belt.
Evade the cops. Or if you're going to, don't jump into jail. That's what I learned.
Jumping into jail.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, man.
Days are so hot they can boil your brain.
What's funny about that, I was just reading an article in Time.com, Time Magazine. There's a massive heat wave that's expected to hit much of the U.S. next week.
Wait,
so if you think
what?
It's hot now, wait till next week.
And someone was saying, too, that the monsoons have come early and we're probably not going to see much rain in our future, which bums me out.
Forecasters are expecting temperatures to exceed 90 degrees in many major cities all across the country, places like Las Vegas and Phoenix and probably Albuquerque.
It's like 90 degrees out here!
Could experience temperatures that top 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. The unusually hot temperatures come amidst an extended warm period that has most climate scientists expecting that 2016 will be the hottest year on record. Oof. And not just because of the bods, guys. Nope, it's because of the weather.
Man.
That's right.
It's so hot. I'm just looking forward to the fall. Looking forward to the winter.
Yeah.
As I get older, I just don't like, I don't like summer anymore.
And it's good. It's better for pictures because you can layer in the winter.
Sure.
And speaking of pictures, I would like to point out the fact that on our Facebook page, we've had multiple people asking if there's an actual picture of me for my birthday wishes. The answer, of course, obviously is
yes.
Yes, it is.
That is a picture we took in a studio for his birthday.
Guys, it's not
And we all had a really good time, I thought. I guess somebody did.
I love how he's kind of looking down to the side and how he's holding his hands.
I thought it looked great. Steve-O, it's a professional photo. You should be pretty stoked about it. Just quit complaining. Can we agree for you to quit complaining?
I would just like to say that, once again, that picture is obvious.
It is.
Okay. So anyway,
absolutely you.
Do you guys ever read the terms of service when you're installing an app? When you guys installed Pokemon Go.
Right. Yeah.
Did you guys read the terms of service?
No. What
no.
Is that?
Please.
That's like when you,
please.
When you, it says you must agree to the whatever and content.
My eyesight's going. I just don't have time to read the fine
print.
You agree
to the terms. You click yes.
Yeah,
then,
absolutely.
But you don't ever actually read them. You don't even.
Nah.
Sometimes you don't even scroll to the bottom.
Nah.
They used to, on most things, you had to at least scroll to the bottom.
Right.
And then click I approve or whatever. Well, spoiler alert. I don't even know you two. I don't know you guys from Adam. But I know for a fact that you don't read it. A new study wanted to see just how many people actually read the terms of service. So they set up a fake social networking app. And in the terms, they wrote a clause where anyone who clicked accept promised to give the company their firstborn child.
What?
Guess the percentage of the people that did not read the terms of service.
100%.
No. Oh. Close, though. 98% of people.
Wow, there's people that actually read that?
They didn't bother to read the terms, and they gave the company their firstborn child.
Wow.
Guys, you know what this means. We got to start a company.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, dude. That's, okay. We could get so many children.
Man.
They could build massive pyramids for us.
Oh my gosh!
It really makes me think of Indiana Jones. You remember when all the kids were disappearing?
Oh, dumb she die.
Who knew the prequel to that? They're gonna make it next year. It's actually just a bunch of people not reading the terms, and it's just the whole movie is people installing Pokemon Go and not realizing it, and then it directly leads into.
Yeah, why do we trust that? Why do we trust? Hey, just go ahead and click here. There's a ton of this fine print, but you know, don't worry about that.
Right. I don't know.
We
because
just trust
there,
it.
There could be anything in there.
It really could.
Who knows? Give away your firstborn kid. Only one person has ever been elected to Congress while they were in jail.
Okay.
Matthew Lyon wasn't just lying around. He was a Democratic Republican from Vermont who got elected in 1798 while he was doing 4 months in jail. Don't believe me? I'm not lying. But my first name is Matthew.
Okay.
There aren't just blue-collar and white-collar workers. Did you know?
No, I didn't.
There are other colors, too. A red collar for government workers.
Huh.
A green collar for people in jobs that are good for the environment. Like this job.
Okay.
Wait. Winnie the Pooh was named after a real bear named Winnie at the London Zoo, who was female.
Oh.
Now we have the answer.
Oh, father.
Yeah, my friend Shannon named her child Winnie.
That's cool.
And now, at first, I was like, why are you naming your kid after Winnie the Pooh? But now it makes sense because you know, Winnie was a girl.
No.
In the show, Winnie was clearly a girl.
No, Winnie was a boy because if not, it'd be really weird with Christopher Robin and like little girl. Piglet's a dude too.
No, Piglet's definitely a girl.
Tigger's a dude.
The only boys were Rabbit and Eeyore.
What about Owl?
Al was a girl. A dude.
No, they were
Al
all
was a girl.
Dudes.
Al had a kangaroo child.
I'm going to Google this right now. I think you guys are
No,
right.
No. Do you remember Al had the kangaroo kid?
Yeah, no, that's
with that woman kangaroo.
Okay, that.
They made a hybrid baby.
Okay.
It was a kangaroo with wings.
This is all wrong.
It was a nocturnal animal.
No, this is terribly wrong.
I remember clearly. Did you guys know the Philippines is the only country in the world where divorce is illegal?
Really? Wow.
Illegal, illegal, illegal.
So you're with your partner the rest of your life. There's no divorce.
Maybe if they did that, then people would like think about it before they said I do. Like actually think about.
Maybe yeah, so.
Till death do us part.
Mm.
They're like, this is forever.
Or there'd be an increase in deaths.
Oh, that's weird. Wikipedia.
You didn't catch that one, did you?
I did. Just late. Sorry.
Uh huh.
Wikipedia very clearly states that
Winnie the Pooh is a girl.
It's a dude. It's a dude. Winnie
did
the
you
dude.
Guys know?
Winnie the dude?
Yeah. You can buy a tiny clip-on air conditioner for your armpits, Dex.
I saw this.
You guys are
it's like Chuck E. Cheese in your armpits.
Heck yeah.
Wait, get an air conditioner.
There's actually a couple pictures that'll show you
how it
works.
This is brilliant. A company in Japan just released a new air conditioner for your armpits. Oh, no way. Yeah, you just put that joker
clip
right there.
Right there. Just clip it
That's
right
pretty
here.
Legit.
And it's
a tiny little battery-powered fan that clips on the inside of your shirt sleeve and blows cold air right there on your armpits where you need it the most. Mm-hmm. Easiest way to buy one is from somewhere I can't tell you. Because we're non-com.
That's right. Okay, we gotta go to break. Thank you, Tail. Hang on. So it's Friday, guys. It's Friday.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus, entertainment.
And all of a sudden, like three different people go, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I turn around and Chrissy was on the pavement.
Whoa! What happened?
Well, I didn't see anything.
Pray for Chrissy. She's in surgery right now.
Okay. I'm talking about Uma! Uma! Chrissy, on the other hand, lost the debilitating battle with gravity that we're all just prone to fight.
Yeah, she fell.
She lost. She fell.
Got mugged.
Yeah, three stories.
She got mugged. She's surgery right now.
Totally
her left leg caught on fire. It was incredible and horrible.
You didn't even say that, Steve-O.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, third degree burn.
You're just sitting over there painting your cars.
Another way America passed the time was listening to radio.
Oh, no. Ah! Chrissy fell over again.
Oh,
no,
God.
Go
oh my gosh! She thought there were glow sticks and there were fireworks! She has so many fireworks!
There's a train!
America,
Chrissy!
Steve-O!
Stop painting!
God shed his grace on Steve!
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
We're live on this beautiful, beautiful Friday. Dex, Steve-O, and Tao. The day before Steve's real birthday. 9:05.
Hi to Dave 101.
Traffic. No accident showing up on my map, guys. Doing a good job.
Man,
happy Friday.
A little more saxophone. How about that?
Let's do it.
I can't wait for Caleb to just be able to throw down on the saxophone.
Man, he sounds great.
Warm me out, guys.
You okay?
I'll be all right.
Wait! Oh, man.
Steve-O's birthday today. That's right. We're dedicating
it's
the show to him today.
Yeah.
Steve-O Lucas Jeter.
Okay. Also not my middle name.
Steve-O
I don't even
Andrew
know who I am
Lucas
anymore.
Jeter. Steve-O.
Okay.
Steve-O.
First of all, it's Steven.
Stevan?
My given name from my mother is Steven.
Stevan?
In what is the plainest, whitest name in all of the history of America, my name wins.
Was your who came up with the name, your mom or dad?
Okay, my dad and my uncle, all right? So my dad's name is Larry Steven.
Hey, Larry.
West Texas, yeah. White dude. I don't know if you knew this, but my dad, white dude. Larry Steven.
Larry.
Hi, I'm Larry.
And his brother, David Michael.
David Michael Steven.
Thought for their firstborn, well, not theirs, just my dad's. And beware. Dad and uncle. Okay. I have my dad and uncle's middle names. And what is the plainest, whitest name in all of America?
What
Stephen Michael.
What was the other name that your mom wanted for you? Was there another name that she wanted to throw in the
You know
mix?
What we should do? We should call my mom because I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never asked her that?
I've never asked
What other names they were tossing around?
Yeah, I have no idea. Huh. Who cares? I
don't Landon
even, she's going to be like, I'm so old. I don't even think she's going to remember.
Landon was going to be Henry. We tried to change it back to Henry when he was two, and he said no.
That's so funny because Henry was on our radar because that was Indiana Jones' real name. Mm. Henry Jones Jr. Nerd.
Henry?
Yeah, there were a few names that I was like, this is going to be it. And
Call
it didn't work. Brody was the first one where I, quote, won.
Call your mom.
All right.
I think your mom is a lovely lady.
She is a lovely... Wait, what are you trying to say? You saying I don't think she's a lovely lady?
I
you
love... You trying to like... You talk to her?
Are you trying to say that I don't enjoy talking to my own mom?
You don't.
Well...
I mean...
Let's see. In the past, you do give your mom a hard time.
Okay, you know what? Stop it right there. I feel like it's only important that as her oldest and most loved child...
When are you going to move her in? When is okay. she going to move in?
I definitely need to talk to her because I need to give her the opportunity to wish me happy birthday early.
It's probably like 150 degrees there.
Oh my gosh, mom, answer the phone. Dorothy?
Good morning.
Yes, could I speak to Dorothy Jeter, please?
It's Jeter. J-E-T-E-R, just like Peter, but with a J.
Oh, I apologize, man, but it looks like Jeter. We're conducting national surveys. Just want to take a moment of your time, if you have a minute.
Okay.
Just, how many children do you have?
Three
children? Okay. And of the three, why is Steven your absolute favorite?
Oh, you're funny.
Mom, you can't lie. Just tell him why you're... Tell the nice gentleman on the phone why I am your favorite.
Like I said, Steven...
Yes, Mom.
I have loved you the longest.
The longest.
More
the
love. Oldest. There's more love.
I'm
there.
The oldest.
I'm gonna
There's more love.
Love you,
Mama. Mama, you need to tell my friends to stop picking on me. Dex and Matt keep saying I'm gonna be 40, and
Excuse
I'm not gonna
me.
Be 40
it's
yet.
It's Teo, and he's and, gonna be 41.
And they keep saying I'm gonna be older, and I'm gonna be older.
Mama,
tell them to stop
honey.
Picking on me.
You guys better quit picking on my
Stop
son
it.
Or I'm going to come see you.
She has the gnarliest Vulcan neck pinch, and I know from personal experience. God, I hated
oh,
it.
Yes.
I can run.
That was
it's
her
a,
thing,
it's
man.
It's actually a shoulder pinch.
Oh, gosh.
I'd probably
works,
welcome that.
It works really well. You can ask Steven about it.
It was...
Or Steve-O.
Hey, Mrs. Jeter, question for you.
Yes?
So we were talking about... Stevan's name, you know,
mm-hmm.
where he got it,
uh-huh.
how he got his name. Were there any
yes.
other names that you guys were tossing around besides Steven when you were talking about naming your child?
Nope.
No?
His father's name was Larry Steven mm-hmm. Jeter.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then Larry's brother's name was David Michael.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, it's it was very
no,
easy for us
my
to
mom,
pick his name.
Kill you.
Did you ever think about naming Steve-O George Michael?
No, I will. Don't you guys
no.
patronize me.
I feel like that
no.
would have been a solid
that
name.
Don't you
one.
Mess with my
that
mama.
That would have been good, you know, kind of... It would have been pretty good.
Hey, you know what? Mom, don't even pretend like you didn't love Wham.
No, no, Miss Dorothy, you could have been like, Wham, here's your new name.
You don't even understand. Like, the 80s, my mom was the queen, okay?
Every morning, you could have been like, wake me up before you go.
She had giant sunglasses. She listened to Paul Young. Remember Paul Young?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
every
time
you
sure
go
did.
Away, you take a piece of Steve with you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
It is true.
And then
so true.
I grew up and I started listening only to Christian music, which is what I do now.
So who's your favorite artist on K-Love, Mom? Who's your favorite artist on K-Love?
Oh, gee.
I know.
That's not even fair.
I know. She loves them all.
I have so many favorites and so many favorite songs, but you know.
Okay.
Mac Powell is special to me.
That's her jam. Ooh, okay. She loves Third Day. She loves Mac
Mrs.
Powell.
Mrs. Jeter, another question for you. What was the birthing like for?
Oh,
I mean, was it a hard?
God.
Was it long? I mean, what time exactly did it happen? Did it come out screaming?
That's my mother.
Well, this is your birthday.
You were talking about my mama's business right now, that is not acceptable.
This is
for
your
radio.
Birthday. We got to talk about it.
It's okay.
No,
it's okay.
It is
okay.
Mother,
it's
it is not okay.
It is okay. Just go ahead, Miss Dorothy. Steve-O, quit interrupting your mom. Quit interrupting her. Go ahead, Miss Dorothy.
It was the most difficult one because I had when I met his father. I thought Larry was the most wonderful person I'd ever met. We only knew each other a month and decided to get married. So since we didn't know each other, we decided to wait and not have children right away. Well,
you were about to say unfortunately.
I got pregnant the first month.
You were about to say unfortunately,
and so
mother.
I'm still really kind of shy. And reserved.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, here we barely know each other and we're having a baby in 9 months.
Sometimes these things happen.
So I try
to be very strong and I didn't want any medication.
Absolutely right.
And of course, I was one of the oldest girls having a baby at that time.
Mm.
And so they kind of ignored me because all the other girls were in the other rooms and they were struggling and screaming and whatever.
Oh, man.
And by the time they came to help me, when I was desperate for medication, it was too late.
It was too late.
And actually, Larry helped me deliver the baby because the doctor barely got in time.
No way.
And so Steve-O's dad cut the cord and
beautiful.
And of course it was awesome. It was a blessing. And of course he's my firstborn. And so of course I love him.
Amen.
With all my heart.
Amen.
We love him with all of our
hearts. Miss Dorothy, I'm sorry you had to go through all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it was worth it. It's always worth it.
Good.
And I have three awesome kids, and I love them all.
Okay, well, let's not talk about the other two. This is my day, Mom. Don't worry.
It's not until tomorrow.
It's Steve-O's day.
It's my day.
And besides that, he's having a birthday.
I know. Tomorrow's my birthday.
We're kind of celebrating today.
I know. I'm so excited.
Mom, what's it like to have a 23-year-old son? I mean, am I right, you guys?
No.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Just kidding.
It's okay. Mom, I love you, and I'm so thankful that you were willing to talk about your business on radio.
Well, let's go way back.
That's quite all right, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday, and I look forward to seeing you soon, honey.
Mrs. Jeter, can you give us just one more story
What's the funniest thing that Steven Jeter ever did on one of his birthdays when he was a kiddo?
One of the funniest things. Well, I would have to think about that, but you know.
So
my son happens to be extremely dramatic.
Come on. Never knew it.
On every birthday that I can remember, he has always just been the life of the party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Funny and just super excited about everything he ever got.
Mom.
So,
would it surprise you to learn that this year, for the first year,
I actually didn't have a birthday list for Chrissy. Like, I seriously, Mom, I'm old.
Really?
I don't know what I want for my birthday.
You know, I still have some of your Christmas list. They were so awesome.
I bet they were so detailed.
You guys don't even understand why this is such a big deal.
Are you that person? You really put a list together?
Oh, she said, hey, honey, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like, oh, bleep, no, you didn't, and I did.
You should never curse at your
pages on pages on pages. This was they were like some were there were highlighters, they were color coded. Okay, so like green was like toys. There was the video game section.
Let her talk.
Okay. Not just that, you drew a scroll, and then the list would flow on that scroll. It was amazing.
Miss Dorothy, I've never been more thankful for you than right now.
So honest. I love how honest you are.
I've had a wonderful life with my son because he's an extremely interesting person.
Yes.
He's I just, you know, what can I say? I love him very much.
Well,
and I'm so grateful to have him.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to us, Mrs. G.
Mama.
You're so welcome.
I love you, Mama.
Yes.
I love you so much.
I love you too, honey.
All right,
you guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Miss Dorothy.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Mom.
Dude, she was going to name you George Michael.
Okay.
I'm so happy about everything that we learned.
Okay, I will tell you right now, you guys are so lucky. She's the sweetest woman on the planet.
Your mom
is
amazing.
I want to harm you physically.
I love her so much.
I can't say the things I want to say to you because I'm just
bad. I'm
so mad. I know. I got like teary-eyed at the end. I was like, I really do miss my mom. You know what I want for my birthday? I want to go home. I want to go home to my mom because she's the only one that really loves me.
On the live line, someone said, Steve-O, you really have your mom's accent down.
Yeah.
Someone said, slow-mo this. Definitely.
Oh yes. Next week. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
If you slow-mo my mom, I will fight you to the death for her honor.
Nuh-uh. That's a legit slow-mo. Steven, listen.
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I grew up with her. I have all of her mannerisms down. You don't even understand. I'm not kidding about that Vulcan neck pinch. I don't know how she did it because my brother Scotty and I were insane.
Wow.
And somehow this little 5'2 Spanish lady would just like kung fu the situation. And then all of a sudden it's like, before we could run, she just had both of our shoulders with this crazy death grip thing that like paralyzed us. Gosh.
Man, learned a lot about you on your birthday. That's good.
I cannot believe you asked her about my
birth. She went into full detail.
I mean, never heard that story.
So full difficult. Detail.
In my entire life, I've never heard that story. And do you want to know why? Because you don't ask your mom about her experience pushing you out.
Spitting all over me.
Yeah. Hey.
Goodness.
Hey, Steve-O, could you calm down a little bit? We were just learning about the miracle of life. We were celebrating your birth, and we were getting insight from your mom into her life.
Hey, same thing happened to my wife, Leslie.
Everything's got a story. Every person, every animal, every plant, every molecule has a story. And here on this show, we want to hear that story. We want to report on that story.
You know, I would like to quote the great Jasmine Simone, who we just had on from Ballers, who tweeted, I love Jesus, but I cuss a little. Y'all about to make me. I'm so mad.
I'd like to put out an apology to our listeners.
Now you poked the bear!
I don't even know how to do
it. You want to talk about the gym?
Oh, the gym? You going to?
They want you to come, man. They really do.
Gosh. It is right down the street.
It's right there. What are you doing? Come with me today. Morgan's going.
Okay.
Morgan's going.
Oh, I might have to.
Let's do this.
Mission Morg.
Everybody text into the live line and tell Dex to poke the bear.
Nope.
Join me at Bear Canyon.
Nope.
Tell him.
What if I just come and hang out and watch?
Okay.
All right.
Like, kind of audit the class?
Yeah.
I would love for you to show up and say you're just going to audit the class.
I just want to watch today. If I could
I'll sweat. Don't worry.
Has anybody ever done that in the history of a gym?
I've seen a couple people do that.
Just come in and watch? Mm-hmm. I just want to watch.
Because they don't really know what it's all about.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll take that approach today.
You should have known better how to treat a friend.
Okay.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start reading.
A woman named Joanna. Joanna Griffiths. She was at a Dunkin' Donuts 2 weeks ago in New Hampshire, and a guy named Kyle took her order. Oh, he's like in his mid-20s.
Good on you, Kyle.
Then later that day, she saw him walking down the side of the road. It turned out he was heading to his other full-time job at a gas station. It was over 8 miles away. Here's the thing. This guy doesn't have a car. He was walking 8 miles to his other full-time job at a gas station. He told her he does it all the time. He works 20-hour shifts a couple times a week, makes minimum wage at both jobs, and has to walk a total of 16 miles a day.
Whoa.
So, she went back to Dunkin' Donuts last week to take a picture of him and said she was going to make him go viral.
You can't say, I'm going to make you go viral. If you say it's going to go viral, that means it's not like... Okay.
No. This is going to go viral.
Okay. Go viral, man. All
right.
Well, this guy thought she was joking. But over 20,000 people shared the photo on Facebook. 20,000. Then the sales manager at a nearby car dealership heard about it. They gave him a free car.
Yeah! Wait. Pause this right here. Okay, I drive a 99 Subaru.
I drive a Dodge Stratus!
You have a car, Steve-O.
Has one headlight currently that I have to fix.
You have a car.
It smokes every day.
I can't even park every morning.
No. I can't even park in the
garage.
Good
job, Kyle.
Because the fumes are so bad, they leak into our air conditioning unit.
The dealership gave him a 2005 Honda Accord that looks like it's in pretty good shape. Well, Joanna posted a photo of him sitting in it at the dealership. She says a bunch of people have also gotten in touch to offer him a better job so he won't have to work 80 plus hours a week at minimum wage. You got the power. Oh, look at him. There he is. There he is. He's chilling in his car.
Get him, Kyle.
This car's yours, buddy. We're just going to need $5,000 in taxes.
Okay.
Okay, if you could pay that right now before you leave the dealership, I'd appreciate it.
Solid.
It's pretty cool, man. You got a touch. You know, when I worked in San Diego, I was a board operator at Kogo.
Was it just
K-O-G-O.
Just a slow work day or something? Why are you so bored?
No, I ran the board.
Board operator.
I ran the board like I'm doing now, but I didn't talk.
Board operator.
So I worked with this guy named Jorge. Jorge lived...
I know him.
He lived in Mexico. And every day, he would drive from Mexico into San Diego to work. He worked a job in the morning from 7 a.m. until 3 o'clock. And then he had to be at the radio stations from 4 to 11 o'clock.
Good grief,
okay?
Man.
Then he would drive back to Mexico, get home at around 1:30. Then sleep for about 2.5 hours, wake up at 4:30 so he could try and beat the traffic to make it to his job back into San Diego by 7 o'clock. He did that 7 days a week.
Seven.
But he did it to provide for his family.
That's incredible, Jorge. Can we turn up the touch music for Jorge, please?
Okay.
I've never gone this long in the song.
We're in the bridge, baby. We gotta give it a second, because it goes four on the floor in a minute. You want it right here. You just want it. Here it comes. That's what I'm talking about.
You got the touch.
Oh, 80s Bill.
You got the power.
Oh, man.
I'm inspired right now.
Gosh!
Who wants a car?
Poke the bear.
Who wants a car?
I do. Give me that car.
Give me
that car for Steve-O's 41st second birthday.
Okay, that's nice.
Give it to me.
Oh, now you poke the bear!
Hey, for real though, we got a couple people on the live line saying, Dex, poke the bear.
Poke the bear. Okay. Somebody else had a great thought.
You got this, man.
Why don't we give gifts to our moms on our birthday? Because we didn't do anything on our birthday. Our moms did everything.
Again, it goes back to us being selfish. And
wow. It does.
It's all about us. And it's thought. I've graced the world with my presence.
Here
so
I
give
am.
Me things.
Here yeah. I am. Which, by the way, tomorrow at
we're gonna celebrate. You know that Michael, Jorge,
no
Michael,
no
Stephen,
no none of this George. Is true. None of this is true.
George Michael. That was what his mom said. They were going to name him George, but then they would have been named after George Michael. They thought that'd be a little weird.
I think my favorite part of calling my mom was just the other day somebody did accidentally call me Jeter. And I said, they said, is it Jeter? And I said, no, it's Jeter. As my mom would say, it's like Peter with a J. And then sure enough, when we called, said. I said, Dorothy Jeter. And she goes, it's Jeter pronounced. It's like Peter with a J.
Okay, okay. Somebody on the live line said, man, Steve-O, you've really got your mom's voice down.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, I was forced to live with her most of my young life.
Oh, gosh. It's hot in here, guys.
She's the greatest woman on the planet.
We just got into that song hard. Awesome.
All right. When we come back, we'll wrap up some headlines. Also, let's see. I got the five ways to stay safe. Five ways to stay safe while playing Pokemon. Go. That's right. It's coming up next.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Numerous injuries and some deaths at a Bastille Day celebration in Nice, France. Truck drove into a crowd there.
A former congressman and current governor of Indiana is Donald Trump's running mate. Trump has chosen Mike Pence as his running mate.
Another record breaker on Wall Street.
Game of Thrones clearly rules television. The epic George R.R. Martin fantasy HBO series led the Emmy Award nominations with 23 nods, including Best Drama. Two limited series followed, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, with 22. Fargo had 18.
The Lancet Medical Journal reports that after smoking, obesity is the most significant cause of early death in North America and Europe.
There's a recall to tell you about involving liquid plumber with lids that aren't childproof and might cause burns.
It could also be fatal if swallowed.
Consumer Reports is calling on Tesla Motors to disable the autopilot mode on its electric cars. The hands-free system must be made safer. A fatal crash last May has prompted the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to send a letter to Tesla asking for more information about the autopilot system.
Looking forward to the new Ghostbusters.
It's a proton glove. It's going to maximize flexibility during hand-to-spectre combat. Just give it a punch, it's like motion activated.
Don't push the button. Oh, no!
Whoa!
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 Ain't it all. Every second of it.
That
really,
was awesome!
Really.
That was awesome! Yeah! Woo! Proton pack.
We don't have proton packs. It's a movie. And it's not real, guys.
9:40. Good morning. It's Friday.
High today of 101.
Oh my gosh! This mouse over here. No accidents to report.
Mouse?
Yeah, his name is Mickey. No accidents to report or anything right now. You guys are doing a great job this road trip.
Oh man, that just scared me to death.
All right, we're going to finish up some headlines here in a second. Real quick.
Who is Mike Pence?
That's me.
Mike Pence.
An Indiana governor.
That is Donald Trump's running mate.
That's who it is.
Oh, did he announce?
He announced it.
Who is that guy?
He's the governor of Indiana.
Really?
Vice presidential running. I've never even heard of him.
Huh.
Oh, Dax, where have you been? Ain't you ever seen the news today?
Do you want to talk more about that? Or?
Nope.
All right. Give us some details.
Pretty excited.
Mr. Pence?
Guys, remember to pray for those in Paris
because
of the crazy, unspeakable act that happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Our world is in a crazy state. Lots of prayer needed. You want to do some news?
Yep.
A new survey found 80% of us have had road rage in the last year. 51% have tailgated someone. 33% have given someone the one-finger victory salute. Oh, wow. 12% have cut someone off. And 3% have rammed another car on purpose. Now, I don't care if you're driving a Dodge. You don't go ramming people.
Yeah. That's a good call.
So getting back to the vice president, cray-cray, right?
Oh, yeah. Get in there. Right? Jump in there. Let's hear it.
Did you find some deets?
I did, actually.
Let's hear it.
Do you really want to hear it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Who's this Mike guy?
Okay. Well, check this out. Apparently, this is like super controversial. I know nothing because I don't care about politics. Strong ties to the Republican base, particularly social conservatives. He was among the first Republican to embrace the Tea Party on Capitol Hill. As governor of Indiana, he faced major political backlash because he was the dude that signed the religious freedom measure that infuriated major businesses that saw it as an anti-LGBT thing, because he was the one that was like, hey, they don't want to serve you a cake, dog. Go to Costco.
Mm.
Yeah, he was the one that like started that whole bad boy. That mamma jamma. He looks scary. He's got like perfect white hair. It's like Terrence Stamp from like General Zod, you know, like, yeah. Apparently he was like talking to Chris Christie for a minute and Newt Gingrich, but Pence made clear this week he's more than willing to play the role of attack dog who's already like on the Hillary prowl. Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. He's like going after her. Quote, she must never become president of the United States. Yep. You know what's interesting is this Pence dude that Trump picked endorsed not Trump, but actually Ted Cruz.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your boy.
Yeah, thanks. If anything, my boy was Mitt, and I gave up in 2012. But it's all good.
Wow. Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
Trump's made it this far. I guess.
Never been to Indiana.
All right.
Did you give a little of Pence's background there?
I did not. I will say this. He's apparently just like, I'm tending to like him more because it seems like he just doesn't care about like who he offends, because he even attacked Trump not too long ago.
It says the pick sets up a stark clash in style as a brash, presumptive nominee with a tendency to freelance into controversies. That's Trump, alongside a cautious former congressional leader who's stuck close to conservative orthodoxy since starting his career in talk radio.
Yeah. Dude, he says, you know, for him it was more about like the Republicans winning than anything. So he said that whoever wins the nation Republican nominee before, of course, Trump got it, he said he was going to work his heart out to get that person elected because, you know. But he jumped at Trump when Trump attacked an Indiana-born judge of Mexican heritage. Remember when he called out that judge? Well, he was born in Indiana, so of course, governor of Indiana just boom! He also said his proposal to temporarily ban Muslims from entering the United States was offensive and unconstitutional. He's gone on the attack against Trump multiple times. This is really interesting. The world will live real. Sorry, Scott Stapp, just channeling my inner birthday.
It's getting very
party
interesting out there.
Picture.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. So there you go. Hillary still hasn't said anything.
Guys,
about
I wonder
her,
what I wonder how Chris Christie feels right now.
Just waiting.
Oh yeah, Hillary hasn't announced hers, huh?
No.
Maybe it'll be Bernie.
Man, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because we have a friend who was a crazy Bernie fan. Like, of all Bernie fans in the universe, the first person I think of is the one, the only, Reese Roper of Five Iron.
Yeah.
He was a huge Bernie fan.
Love
like,
Bernie.
He just, all day, air day on his Facebook.
Feeling
was like,
burn.
Okay. Feeling I mean, I, you know, good Reese, solid dude. I love that dude. But man, when Bernie endorsed Hillary, it was like the world was ending.
Really?
Oh, dude.
Like, what?
No! Anti-establishment, wait, he's in the corner endorsing her. Oh, no! Yeah. So it's really interesting because, you know, we as Christians, obviously, it's like letter yes, be yes, or no, be no. What happens when you're like, no, this is the way it is, and this is the way we roll, and then all of a sudden it's like, I'd like to offer you the vice presidential nomination. You know what I mean? You're like, hey, man, back in June, I said a few things. It's probably going to come out. I don't know if you saw that interview.
Are you not allowed to change your mind? Come on.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. Because when I first saw episode 3, I thought it was trash. And now I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily trash. It's still not a great film by any means, but...
Back to you, Tim, in the newsroom.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, buddy.
Teo here.
Hmm.
Oh, man. Just back to the news there. A new survey found 8% of us wouldn't do anything to help a dog trapped in a hot car. Only 8%. 29% of us wouldn't help people in a car stalled on the highway.
Got to be real careful.
You do.
That is messed up, dude. I mean...
Jax, what about that dog in that car? What you going to do?
Breaking the window, man. I'm breaking that window.
You'd break that window down?
Remember that time I broke the window and that one guy came out? He was the serviceman.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you can't leave your dog in the car. And then he got in the car and drove off with the dog.
Okay.
It really happened. Walmart.
Gosh.
Park.
Okay.
Poor dog.
Did you guys know that Nintendo is having its best week ever?
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, it's the biggest week since 1985.
Oh my gosh. Was that when they released the NES?
First, I don't know about that, but first, the whole Pokemon Go thing exploded into the stratosphere. And now, they announced yesterday that they're releasing a mini version of the original Nintendo Entertainment.
Yes, they did.
It'll come with 30 games built in, so you won't have to blow on them to make them work, which was half the fun, guys. That was half the fun. Oh. There's always a cancel.
Hold on, guys. Mike Tyson's punch out. And then you have to, like, slide it in and then, like,
press it and then hit the reset button.
Oh, my gosh.
Reset, reset, reset.
I was the king of that.
So there's no cartridges.
There's no cartridges. It's about the size of an Apple TV.
Gosh, that's great.
It's tiny.
Yeah, that's great.
The controller looks bigger than the thing.
That's great.
I love Zelda.
A bunch of the games are classics. You got Tecmo Bowl, Punch-Out, The Legend of Zelda, Metroid, Excitebike, Donkey Kong, and all three Super Mario Brothers.
Did you guys see Rambo on that list? Because that was
what Rambo was not on that list, no. I already have all 30 memorized.
They're calling it the NES Classic Edition, and it looks exactly like the original, but it's about half the size. Comes with one controller, and it's actually pretty cheap. So expect that to be one of the biggest sellers this Christmas. I gotta be honest with you, this thing is adorable.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, it is, computer. It's adorable.
Nuh-uh.
Oh my gosh.
It so is, you guys.
You'll be able to get it November 11th. Just in time for people to stampede over you on Black Friday whilst looking for Pokemon.
Oh gosh, people are going to go crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be
real. By the way, anyone who bought a bunch of Nintendo stock last week is loving life.
Gosh. It
was up 16% yesterday. I called my broker.
Did you get in?
Oh, dude, yeah, I've been in
you
for a while.
You got in?
Yeah, it's up 75% since Pokemon Go came out last Wednesday.
Oh, my
dude,
gosh.
Dude, I called my broker, and I was like, Marty, Caymans next summer? And he was like, next summer, let's go this weekend.
Let's get it now.
We're going Caymans.
None of that is real. What is real is Rambo is not on that list. I was right.
Hey, for real though, Steve-O, I can't come to the party tonight. Planning a little trip to the island.
Let's get it now.
It's okay.
I understand.
Thanks, Mario. Thanks, Luigi. Appreciate you guys.
Cool, guys.
Pretty legit.
Ha ha! We fooled you, you fool!
That's right, because I'm very poor. The Arizona Diamondbacks are selling a 2-pound, 3,540-calorie ice cream sundae.
Oh. You just...
There's one thing that goes along with baseball, and that thing is boredom. And what goes along with boredom? Gluttony. And the Diamondbacks are here to provide for your every need. Baseball teams don't have to wait for the beginning of the season to launch ridiculous new options for gluttony at their stadiums. The All-Star break works just fine. The Arizona Diamondbacks just announced a new product going on sale. When the second half of the season starts tomorrow, there's a second half? Good gosh.
Yeah, it never ends, man.
It's an ice cream sundae that weighs 2 pounds.
No, dude, I'm lactose intolerant.
Three big scoops of ice cream,
the thing of chocolate
syrup, sprinkles, whipped cream, and a waffle cone.
Come on, push it! Push it!
Guys, it's upwards of, it's like above $20.
Oh my god!
It comes in a little hat, though.
No kidding, a little baseball hat?
Look at this little hat. Look at that. That's adorable.
Man.
That is some adorable obesity right there.
Liveline, Contra is on the list. Okay, sorry.
What?
Contra is on the list, sorry.
Of course it is. Up, up, down, down.
It will not have Tetris, though. It won't have Tetris. And yes, of course it's worth it, because Tetris was a Game Boy game, not a Nintendo game. Gosh, Liveline. Sometimes. Yeah.
Back to you in the newsroom, Dale.
Father Rolling Stones had many sons. Many sons had Father Rolling Stones. I am one of them, and so probably you. So let's take a paternity test. Oh. Mick Jagger's eighth child is on the way. That's right. His eighth child, the mother is a 29-year-old ballerina named Melanie Hamrick. They've been dating for 2 years. Mick is 72 years old.
72?
Hey, you know what? This is going to be awesome, man.
His
when
other
that
kids.
Kid is 21 years old. He gets to take him out for his first drink at the ripe young age of 93.
Guys, wow. His other kids range in age from 17 to 45.
Wow.
Okay, can I just.
How many kids does he have?
Father Rolling Stones.
Okay.
And many sons. Many sons. Had Father
Rolling Stones.
You
shot me back to my
childhood
Stones. At church.
I am one of them. And so probably you. So let's take paternity test. Give me all of your royalty money in the will.
Wow.
Fellow Rolling Stone Ron Wood just became the father of twins in May. What are they taking? Two brothers in Oregon were playing Pokemon Go in a field the other day and called 911 when they found a loaded gun.
Ooh.
Because it's Pokemon Go, not Pokemon Gun. Mm-mm. At least not yet.
Mm-mm.
A movie theater in Texas is already running a PSA that asks people not to play Pokemon Go during the movie.
Don't do it.
Are you kidding me? Guys, take a break.
Nice.
Hillary Clinton is holding a campaign event at a park in Ohio on Saturday because there's a Pokemon Go gym there.
Oh my gosh.
You know what?
You know, yeah.
You gotta
say,
do that.
That is brilliant.
Donald Trump's campaign posted a Pokemon Go video where the Pokemon you're trying to catch is named Crooked Hillary, and it's called Crooked Hillary No.
No way.
That's for real.
If you're not a business out there capitalizing on Pokemon Go,
you're an idiot.
You are.
If you're one of those people going, get off of my lawn! You can't come in here and play. You're an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, you want people to come to your business.
You're a bad businessman. You got no reason being open.
Yeah. Yeah.
No reason.
I would have signs outside like, hey.
Pokemon goers, get in here. There's more. Gotta catch them all. They're all in here. Plus,
I already got Pikachu.
T-Mobile is giving customers free data to play as much Pokemon Go as they want.
No kidding.
Dude, people are jumping.
Growlithe is near me. That's what that's called. And there's the Diglett here.
Man, people are jumping on this.
Charizard's going down. Charizard's going down.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Charizard's going down.
It's strange when we have these clips from random people, and then there's the Steve-O clip.
I win! Boom!
With his voice going out.
See, we have four Pokeballs.
A photo of a rug is going viral because there's an iPhone sitting on it that has a floral case. And it's almost impossible to spot it. Dude, we gotta find that. Where is that? Did you put that in here?
I deleted the link. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of in a rush this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Three women in Michigan went tubing for the first. I saw this yesterday. This is hilarious. Three women in Michigan went tubing, inner tubing. We float on the river. You sit in an inner tube and you go. They went for the first time on Tuesday. Someone told them the river went in a circle. They had never been before, and so they were like, okay. The guy said, yeah, you just, in about a few miles, it'll just loop back around to your car. And dude was being, like, very clearly being, you know, just joking with them. They thought it would bring them back to their car. They ended up stranded for 20 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they flipped out. They, like, the sun started going down, and they started freaking out. And they, like, there are pictures of them on the banks of the river just, flipping out. And then the cops came and got them. Everything was okay. And then the policeman was like, yeah, they were about 2 miles from their car.
Yeah, it says about 6 hours later after they continued down the river, darkness started closing in on them. Which is scary. It really is.
It was scary this morning.
If you're out in a boat or a tube and it's getting dark, that's scary.
Dude, when darkness falls across the land, the midnight hour is close at hand.
Oh, my gosh. What are you singing over there?
Okay, really?
You trying to do a seance in here?
No, no, No!
And why are the lights flickering?
Oh, man. What was that, guys? 3 seconds.
Say it again.
No, I don't want to say it again. Because I'm going to do it in Vincent Price voice, and then you're going to get it.
Say it again.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour close at hand.
Scooby-Doo.
Creatures crawling.
No, it's Thriller.
To terrorize y'all's neighborhood. Man. And whosoever shall be found.
Wow, I really, really had a horrific childhood. I know every word to Vincent Price's Thriller. Scary moment.
It's time to go.
It is. I have so much news left.
I know. We're done, guys. We're done. Let's go get ready for my birthday party tonight, 6 o'clock.
Woo!
You guys in? You guys going to be there?
You guys
going to be there?
Just a quick shout out. According to a new study, half of the produce grown in America gets thrown out, not because it's rotten, but because it's ugly. Quit being stupid.
Wow.
That's my final word. Friday final word. Look at that ghost right there by the window. Mm-hmm. Oh, he walked away.
Guys, hit the podcast. That's right, we have one. iTunes, Google Play. Search Morning Invasion. Have a beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Steve-O.
Thanks, buddy.
Proud of you, bud.
Thanks.
Love you.
I'm a nerd.
I did it.
Yes, you did, buddy. You did it. You made it to 40. Have a great day. Beautiful day.
Beautiful. That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.